You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
The podcast that is in Renaissance. Started out fucking what? Then went fucking top and then fucking plateaued. And then got the regulars and it fucking reached the stars. And then they left and did their own shows. And
I never left. I had dental issues last year. I had mental and dental issues.
What's up, everybody? Robert Kelly. You Know What, Dad podcast this week, Sunday the 17th. I'm so excited to announce live from the shed with the great Keith Robinson.
He's alive?
He's still alive. Half of him. KWR Soup. What are you scrolling through? All the shit. Can you just get to my fucking Patreon? You fucking mush. Mushy Mike is on the keys. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly right now. If you scroll down a little bit, Mike, you will see it right there. Scroll down a little bit more. If you right there, live from the shed with Keith Robinson. Whoa, what's that? Unlock it now? That's right. It's for Patreon members only. Thank you so much for being a member of my channel. I just put a brand spanking new one-on-fucking-one up there. I did another one-on-one this weekend in Vermont at the Vermont Comedy Club. Holy shit, what a club. What a town. Beautiful place. I've been going nonstop since I left. It's up there, Lucky Pigs, me and Paul Verzi. God, do I love Paul Verzi doing shows with him. We just connect.
Sexually?
I wish. Fucking dump my wife if me and Paul smoke cigars and just fucking yell at each other. How great would that be?
Don't dump a wife. You divorce a wife.
I'd fucking dump her. I'd fucking dump her right off a fucking bridge if we broke up.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was trying to go for. Non-sweet. I'm gonna attack everybody.
You're on.
I will fucking attack everybody.
Yeah, you're intense.
Intense this weekend.
Coming on this podcast reminds me of when I used to get yelled at by my Uncle Johnny.
She really wanted to get that joke out. He just gave literally one of the greatest jokes Joe List has ever said in the world. She said, "You're intense," and he said, "He's been intense this weekend. He was camping."
To be fair, I made the same joke like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I'm sorry, Katie, I apologize for coming
scaring
down
me.
Apparently, he's just a hack. No, don't be scared.
I'm not a hack. I just, you know, I'm using.
But did you get beat up by a podcast host once? Why would you be scared?
Yeah.
So, anyways, please go there, Robert Kelly. Patreon.com/Robert Kelly.
Yep.
And a lot of compliments for the editing.
Uh oh.
From fucking Gabby. Killing it. Second episode she's edited, and it's fucking great. She's, you're fucking amazing. Amazing. She's a comic. She's a writer.
What?
She's
really?
An actress.
Every single time.
That makes me so happy.
I'm just doing all repeats on this episode.
Well, Joe, a.k.a. The Repeater. So go there right now. Laughable.com. This app is getting a little crazy. They're starting to add merch up there. They're getting shows up there. I mean, this is going to be the place to go. If you love comedy podcasts, this is it. Go get the app. It's free. The Android app is coming up very soon, too. And if you're an investor and you want to be part of it, you can do that. So contact them right now. If you got a buttload of money and you want to get on the ground level of a fucking holy shit app before it explodes and becomes a multi-million dollar investment.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
Yeah, before it explodes on my back.
No, that
what? I'm spicing it up.
Well, I don't know if they're spicing it up.
Sex sells, man.
Sex sells, but not just dirty sex.
Invest in coming on Joe's back.
Yes, invest before it pulls out and blows it all over my back.
All right, well, laughable.com. I hope that the other ads that we do don't have these little nuances or caveats from you.
No, Ned likes it.
on his back.
He loves
That's
it.
How I got invested.
So go to laughable.com or download the app Laughable. It's amazing if you love comedy podcasts. And Comedy Cellar Vegas is fucking killing it right now. It is. Have you been booked there yet?
No. I'm unavailable. I'm booked through 2018. I'm doing very well, Robert. Dean Del Rey has no credits on the website. That's funny.
Michael Somerville, who I really enjoy.
Oh, he's hilarious.
He really is. Ricky Velez and Jessica Kirsten. That is a fucking killer lineup. And Dean Del Rey is up there, too.
And Mark Cohen, legend.
Let me tell you something. Everybody's talking about Mark Cohen. What a great host he is out there. Like this gig, he's the host every week.
He has one of my favorite jokes of all time. I might have told on this podcast before. He gets a knock on the door from the police and they say, "We're looking for a rapist in the neighborhood." And he goes, "All right, I'll do it."
Comedy Cellar Vegas. Go to ComedyCellar.com. If you're going to Vegas, want to go to Vegas, live in Vegas, go down there. And they have a special code. I don't know what the fucking code is. We should have that
CC
code.
CC Social.
All right. CC Social right now. Code when you buy your tickets. And there we go. Nick DePaulo. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And then we get a couple other things. Vermont Comedy Club. Have you done it? They love you.
I did it Christmas. I hope they like me. They're really sweet. There was nobody there because it was Christmas weekend and sell tickets. But it was great.
Great club, great
killer.
Town.
They know how to treat the comics, which is key. People don't understand that treating the comics well is the key to having a successful comedy club.
A lot of comedy clubs, though, they don't care about the comics because, first, number one, the owners aren't there or ever there. They own seven of them. Number two, they care about food and bev. That's their money.
Ridges?
Food and beverages.
Okay.
Yes, they need to make that money. If they don't make that money, go fuck yourself. So if they give away 300 tickets and sell a million hamburgers and fucking 95 cokes and whiskey sours, they're happy. They make their money. They're not making money off me and you. They don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
Yeah, it's hurtful. What are you gonna do? But this club, the husband and wife team, are fucking great.
Super nice.
Glasses couple. That's hot.
What's that?
Glasses couple.
Yeah, that's big these days. I'm trying to give you a glasses couple, but my wife's not into it.
Oh, go for it.
Yeah, well, she can see well.
Oh, that's the issue. Poke her in the eye.
That'd be an eye patch couple.
Yeah, tear her retina.
She's not into anal.
Oh, I'm never going to think of an asshole without thinking of a retina. The word retina should be in the asshole region, not the eye.
It feels similar, yeah.
Rectum.
It
sounds like,
how's that?
Rectum.
Hardly knew him.
Rectum. But
damn near killed him.
I can't stand this show. I really hate it already.
It's fun.
Your confident horse shit sips when you tell a joke. Rectum. I almost threw my coffee at you. What the fuck, Katie?
I'm so insecure.
Why?
You're reading it all wrong. I'm terrified.
Why are you terrified? That's fucking me too. What the fuck are we doing? You've never been hit on a podcast. No one's. I've had Lewis in here. He's never hit anybody.
No, he's come pretty close.
Close. Very close.
And it was a woman also.
It was a woman and me.
Yeah, yeah. He's had a couple.
Kelly. He's had a couple times.
But oh, yeah. He almost fought Kelly too.
He almost beat the shit out of Kelly once.
Kelly, a prostitute, and you.
You should be scared. I'm sorry. You're right. This is a very scary place for a petite, nice person like yourself.
No, Lewis isn't here today, though.
Yeah, I know, but
he could come in at any time. Though.
Yeah, he's always nearby.
Just hear a penny board going down the hallway.
Isn't he fighting somebody?
Yeah. He's fighting a guy, and it's getting serious. It's very odd.
I think fighting is serious.
I know, but it's like, I think it was supposed to be fun. And
what are they
going to
be in,
like,
sumo blow-up outfits?
I don't know.
Nothing? All right. Ooh, here it is. I know sumo blow-up outfits. That's not even the fucking...
Right. I'm not sure I understood it, really.
Yeah, he's going to be fighting in August at Ellis Mania.
Yes, he's fighting Ryan O'Neal. Yeah.
Type in Luis Gomez, Ellis Mania, and then there you go. And then is that how you do it?
That's
is that how you do it?
Luis Gomez.
Yeah, or Luis. You fucking dirty motherfucker. What do you got? You got nothing. You got nothing.
I'm still looking for it.
You got nothing. You got nothing.
Yeah, they kept changing the rules.
Go to video.
Like
go to video. Yeah, they, oh, that's when he punched what's his name in the gut. Anyways, yeah, so I guess they're changing the rules, but he's really fighting.
Yeah, yeah, he's fighting, and it's scary to me because Lewis feels like he could kill somebody. But this other guy also is like a trained fighter.
Here, the face-off, Lewis Gomez, Ellis Mania face-off, type that in.
Go to his Instagram.
It doesn't look fun.
It looks too extreme.
Well, this one guy is... he's kind of having, he's smiling.
Yeah, he seems fun and nice. He seems like a human. And then he's fighting Lewis.
Who's a monster.
Yeah. I mean, he's a wonderful man. I mean, this will get back to him. He'll be, dude, you fucking, I've never been nothing but nice to you. So I have to say, I mean, I love Lewis and he's a dear friend.
He's the best.
But he's a fucking
friend.
Wild animal.
Dear friend.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
Both
yeah,
you guys,
I think
both
he's great.
Are, yeah, he was.
Lewis is a
hero. Let me tell you
hero.
Something. I've been looking at, he is.
He is a modern
one
hero.
Of the best fucking dads, man. God, am I so happy that he is having a kid for Lewis and his new girlfriend, too. I have to admit.
Kim. Oh, yeah. Kim. I love Kim.
He has
Look
changed.
Oh, see?
I really love Kim. And his little kid was at my party. And he is the sweetest, most adorable little fucking guy. I can't tell you how much I love little James. Great kid. I mean, the biggest heart ever. He's really done a great job as a dad. As a friend, hunk of shit. I literally would throw up.
No, great
but
friend,
as a dad.
No, great friend also.
No, he's great.
Just
friend.
A bad everything else. Dad,
he's a,
friend,
no, he's
comedian.
A great, he's a great dad.
That's what I said.
Oh,
dad, friend, comedian.
No, let's take comedian out. Let's just stick to dad and friend. He's a good friend and dad.
I'm going to say dad, friend, comedian. Well, I'm winking. I mean, can you not see me winking at you?
There's a camera right on your face. I told him the other day when he was at my barbecue, he goes, because you guys were all the headliners now, right? Because Keith and Colin didn't come. And so he's like, this means we're the headliners and those guys are the middlers. I go, well, you're more of an entrepreneur. I would say.
More of a great dad.
Yeah, you're a great dad, great friend, entrepreneur, maybe businessman, I'd say. But comic, no, you're not a headliner. Maybe a feature, strong feature with somebody else.
But he's a killer, though.
What do you mean?
He can kill.
I'm kidding.
A person. He could murder
we,
a person.
Are we, yeah. Are we gonna, oh, kill.
Ryan O'Neill's going to find out. But yeah, he's scary.
He's fighting
this
guy.
Is that the guy? The guy looks nice. He looks like he could fix your computer.
I want to say something about this guy. This is why I would not fuck with this guy. If you know how big Lewis is a big boy. A big boy. Okay, he's tall. He's a big kid. This guy, see his fists? That's a big fucking fist he's got going on there. And when you get knocked out, the guy usually has big fists. Having a big mitt helps knock people out.
That's
look at
I
his arms.
It.
His arms are fucking jacked.
Yeah.
And then look at his hat. You think he's a nerd, but he's not. He's a fucking cowboy. That's a that's a fucking camo hat. He's got a fucking I hunt deer beard. You know, like he's been in some fucking hut in the woods for the last 3 days.
And he's a trained fighter.
And he's a trained fighter. This guy's no joke. Lewis has been in shape for 8 months.
I like
no,
the
Lewis
first.
Has to lose like 22 pounds.
I like the first comment, bro, you're fighting a nerd.
What the fuck?
It's fun. It's got to be something. I wish I could go. I'm going to be in somewhere.
I'm telling you, I really hope Lewis, I hope he wins. I just don't think he's going to with this guy. This guy's smiling.
I
Lewis
don't know.
Is,
confidence.
Lewis hasn't beaten the back of the neck fat curls. Curls?
He's going to fight him with his neck.
Rolls.
Rolls, not curls. Rolls.
Just little tiny
why,
curls.
Why is Ellis, well, who's the dude in the middle taking a shit?
That's Bam Bam Bigelow.
I think that's Jason Ellis.
Is that Jason? Why yeah. is he mad? Why is he? Scroll down. Let's read some comments.
He just looks confused.
He looks mad at the
three-way
guy.
Three-way kiss.
The guy that looks like Tough Me.
Let's just say, you fat fuck O'Neill is going to eat you alive. Oh, Jesus. Good one. LOL, being Puerto Rican is true, though. But knives will be used after the fight. Okay, whatever.
I think that Lewis is going to lose, and then afterwards they're going to be best friends and have a podcast together. Lewis is going to be like, bro, I really thought I had him, but this guy, he's no joke. I love him, and we're gay. We have
new
a podcast.
To Gas Digital, the yes. guy who beat the fucking shit out of me, broke my leg, and almost took my life.
I'm rooting for Lewis, betting on O'Neill.
He can't, I mean, technically, Lewis can't lose. If the video of him getting the shit beat out of him is still going to go viral, it's still going to do well.
Well, so. I tell you what, it's going to lose.
Or if he wins.
Is this like a boxing fight?
I just hope it does.
MMA.
I hope it doesn't bring his kid.
No, MMA.
No, you can't bring your kid to that.
Why?
Because you can't watch your
kid. Gotta keep him in the corner for inspiration. Daddy, no.
You see James crying. Kim telling him, get your shit together. She starts yelling at him.
You know what would be a good undercard?
They
James,
start fighting.
James versus Max. Undercard.
Well, Max already hit him in the stomach last year when James took his toy.
Oh, wow.
It was a big hoodoo.
Hoodoo? Heard,
yeah, James was crying.
You heard about that?
I came over. I'm like, what happened? Your kid just hit my kid in the stomach. I'm like, why? Well, he took his toy. Well, there you go. Teach your kid not to fucking take shit. Kid's shit. You know what
I
mean?
Teach your kids to hit.
Yeah.
It's important.
No, it's instinctual. He just did it. So it's good. You don't teach it if you don't teach them. If it's instinct, it's good.
What about sharing? Yeah.
Of course I taught. Of course I did, you two fucking hens.
I read recently that sharing.
Oh, you fucking two mewling quims. What about hitting's not good? I'm not teaching my kid how to hit.
I love Max.
Huh? Of course you love Max. Let me tell you something you've done to Max. The fucking whole way home today. Ooh, she's a little runaway. 900 fucking times.
That's your fault, not mine.
I think it's kind of your fault.
It's 100% your fault.
No, it's your fault.
I'm going to try the joke I started a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just read recently that sharing is caring.
Very good. Oh, I thought that was the setup.
No, that was the whole thing. No. That was the beginning, middle, and end.
I don't even know what to say. I mean, just take it. You should have asked for it first.
It was delayed. It was like I was going to say a thing. It was going to be big.
I've never had the podcast stop like that before.
I just don't want to talk over anyone.
You can talk over anybody you want. Please talk over him next time he tells me a joke. I would love for you to talk over him.
Let's move on to some other business.
Here's the thing. Don't dictate the show, please. Let's move on to other business.
how's my dictate?
Oh my God. Nick DiPaolo got punched.
Mike desperately wants to talk about DiPaolo. Every time I look over the screen, it flaps up to DiPaolo.
Keep bringing it up. What do you want to talk about?
I just thought you guys wanted to talk about that.
You're
both his friend.
Are you crying, Bob?
I don't understand.
I sweat.
Your eyeballs
Can I just
are
stop
sweating.
For a second? Here's the deal. All right, here's the deal. This is why I'm a little disconnected. Here's the thing.
Take this off.
Go back to the mic.
Take it off.
There you go.
Are we stopping?
Put your hands to your side, Mike. Take your shirt off. Do you need to take it off? Are you hot?
Take your jacket off. Take it off.
Hey, got girls? That's a little fucking, you know what I mean? I mean, if it goes one way, it goes the other, okay?
Okay.
Let's back up.
Sorry, he looks hot.
No, I'm saying,
physically, temperature.
No.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not attracted to Mike.
What are you saying? What do you go further with it? What's wrong with you? We get it.
Just trying to clarify.
There's one person attracted to Mike, and she married him. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're married?
Jesus. Why are you going to say it like that? Why are you going to be? What's wrong with you people? Mike is a good looking guy to some one person.
You know what people say to me sometimes?
Yuck.
It sounds like a.
Boo.
It sounds like a compliment, but people go, I'm like, yeah, I'm married. I love my wife. It's great. And they're like, that's unbelievable. It sounds like a compliment, but it's actually quite hurtful.
Why?
That's not believable. Like, you've got a wife that likes
that's
you.
That's just an expression.
That's unbelievable.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. Like, oh, you can do it.
Yeah, I guess. It's very hurtful.
Yeah, when I say I'm going to the gym again, a lot of people say, oh, you can do it, Bob. Keep it up.
I've had that, too, where I'm like, I go to the gym every day. People are like, what do you mean you go every day? I'm like, I go every day. You're like, what? And I'm like, well, I'm doing a variety of things there. Steaming.
I like to steam. Sucking old guys off.
I would do that also.
I want to explain something. We went to the Montreal, Vermont Comedy Club. I brought Max and my wife, which when that happens, it becomes a vacation, this big thing. Well, I have to wake up. We went to the aquarium. We went bike riding. We went to a farm. Max milked a cow. We went to the
beach. Was he gay?
you didn't do this. You fucking suck on the teeth.
Well, it's not a dick. If so. Max is still straight.
If Max just lied on his back and just started blowing the cow.
That's a bull.
That's instinctual.
I'm from a farm.
Oh, yeah, you're a farm gal, right?
No, I'm not, but I pretend I am.
why? So, we went up there, did all that shit. Great time. Great shows. But then right from there, we went to a campsite, mm-hmm. A KOA,
That's where I'm going.
Really fun one.
What does KOA mean?
Camping of America.
Camping with a K.
I don't know.
It's involved with the Klan.
I'm going to a KOA myself in Maine.
It's what does it mean, Michael?
I thought it was the one I was going to.
What does it mean?
A large Hawaiian forest. That doesn't sound right. KOA. Write down KOA
Mike
camping meaning.
Mike is as
meaning.
Dumb as me when it comes to typing and shit into Google.
He's not a good Googler.
He's not.
No offense. Because you're just going to get KOA. This is what I was just on yesterday.
Just what does KOA stand for?
Camping of America.
Is that
Camping of America. Does it say that?
Just go back one.
Go back one.
Go back one.
Stop.
Literally right there. Campgrounds of America.
Thank you.
But why is it with K, though?
Well, I mean, are we all fucking morons? It was right there.
I'm not a moron. That's not how you spell campground. They're the morons. It should be COA.
You can spell campgrounds any way you want. This is America. That's the Third Amendment.
It's not an amendment.
Listen.
This is a bad time for America.
Go to the one. See the A right there? Click on the A.
I don't see the A.
See the A on the map? The A on the map.
Oh,
God, this is like fucking talking to my wife.
Oh, Newberg.
All right, now go to the Newberg one, website, top one, where it says website. Mm-hmm. Click on that. I went there.
Oh, nice.
Okay, now.
That's nice.
Newberg, KOA.
Oh, it is fucking brilliant for kids, but even for adults.
Dad.
They get cabins. You can rent a cabin. Okay, they have campsites in the woods.
I'm going to go to one in Maine in a couple of weeks, a couple of days, a
it's
week.
Great.
With my wife.
So, Bill, keep going where you were. Just go back to where you were and go through the fucking photos, Michael.
They all cycled.
All right, go through the go through the top. I'm gonna kill somebody.
That's what I was doing.
All photos.
I hate camping, but this looks like a hotel, so looks fun.
I can't even look at this.
The people can't see the photos at home, though.
I think all photos.
I'll add some jokes while you look through the photos.
Thank you.
Boy, my
I peed in the woods.
Anyways, look at all the shit they got. They got basketball, they got volleyball, they got a bouncy outdoor house, they got a fire truck, they got all. Look at all the shit.
Oh, they got a bouncy house.
But they got a rock climbing.
Wait, really
thing.
Roughing it out here with your go-karts.
But here's the thing. You go out to the campsite and you're in the woods. It's privacy, not, you know, there's people around you, but we went on Sunday. See the campgrounds are awesome.
Looks nice.
Some campgrounds are on, like, lawns. It's kind of shitty.
Mm-hmm.
These are in the woods. They have these, see that big house with the red truck? You can rent that. That's a 12-person little cabin.
Wow, 12 people in that thing?
I guess, that's
Damn.
What they said,
Did
right?
you guys have a cabin or
no,
did you have a tent?
I got a tent. I got this new tent.
It's intense. Did I do that one?
Yep.
In tent. Right. Do it again.
I think the third time it's going to hit.
They got free pancakes every morning. They got an ice cream place.
I just watched Uncle Buck.
The store. They got everything up there. And then they got, and it's in the middle of fucking nowhere. But up in that area, there's some bad places.
Ooh, what do you mean? Like drugs?
Bears? Meth?
Rapes? That was like a little poem we did.
It was a haiku.
Bears, drugs, meth, rape.
Oh my God.
Oh, you two. I literally want to throw up.
We're best friends.
Are you guys best friends?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
We're best friends now.
I can't stand it. I wish you were never on the show when she was on. I wish. The fact that you guys are fucking palsy wowsies makes me sick.
We have a podcast together called The Apodcalypse.
You know? Oh, yeah, that's right.
What are you, fucking Lewis? Promote at the end, you fucking plug
whore.
Who's
got dings? It keeps being dings and bings in my ear.
I don't think you're having
I
a stroke, Joe.
No, I'm hearing little.
All right,
I don't like it.
I don't like this show.
I'm just saying I'm getting distracted.
I can't.
It started hot. It wasn't until we looked at the photos. You can't look through photos on a podcast.
I love it.
If the photos rolled up quicker, we would have been through them.
I know, but you're hosting a podcast for 48 years. You're the king. You're the best. You started podcasts. I agree. I love it. Well, I'm very grateful.
I'm getting to a point. It's a buildup.
You can't just scan through photos. Everyone's
it's a buildup.
They're hitting the 15 button.
I think you're great.
Listen.
I think you're so great.
I think you're great. You married me. I mean, you're my hero.
Listen.
But you can't
look
through photos on a podcast.
I'm getting to a thing before they fucking went into their relationship. It's just plugging another podcast on my podcast, and you're fucking whipping in the double jokes in the same week you did last week, you fucking hackasaurus.
the
and
same.
And this fuck on a keyboard, I'd rather have my dead grandmother typing in fucking Google.
I agree, he stinks. The double jokes on the last week.
All right.
You said something that was really funny just then. Double jokes on the last week.
These two, we're best friends. Yeah, shut up. I hope it ends tragically.
Not tragically.
I do. I hope one of them loses an arm and can't do the podcast for 7 months, and then it pumbles out of, and nobody listens anymore.
You hope someone gets Suarez, loses an arm. That's anyways. How I assume you are, because you type so slow.
So
that
here's
joke
the deal.
Needed
still
a lot
podcast
of,
with one arm.
Up in Newburgh, there's gangs. There's violence.
What?
It's the type in Newburgh, New York crime rate. I didn't know this.
Really? In Westchester.
So we're hanging out, and the night before we're going there, I Googled the town to see if there's some shit we could do. It's, look at this shit.
Violent crime is moderate. Wow.
Top 10 most dangerous cities in America, and Newburgh is one of them.
Wow.
What?
No, it says moderate. Oh, violent crime is moderate.
No, look at, dude, Newburgh.
Oh, much higher than the statewide average. Wow.
Why?
We got to fucking separate some families.
I believe what happened is back in the day when New York, Manhattan, and the boroughs was getting gentrified, they pushed a lot of people up. Upstate New York, because these little towns that used to be something back in the day were dead towns, like Poughkeepsie and Newburgh. They were just dead. And now it's cheap to live up there. There's housing, all the stuff. They pushed everybody up there. So now they got MS-13 up there.
Jeez.
So we're
that's
in
the worst MS.
So
nine is actually quite
pleasant.
I call
pleasant.
It Ms. Yeah, MS6, they do a lot of plays for children.
It's like having the same guest on, these two. It's like they're just a girl.
I never realized how
it's
they're
making
the same person.
Me sick. Never again.
Yeah, I got it. Loud
do
clear.
I want these two on a show? I want a,
no,
another.
I feel safe with Joe,
no,
though.
No, you can't
that makes
be.
Me feel good.
I want,
they're the same person. I don't think I've ever realized that.
It's. It's like the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought I'd never say this. I wish Lewis was here right now.
Dude. I could just be Lewis for the rest of the pod.
Just to mix it up.
Shut up, Bob. You fat.
Just be Lewis for the rest. You be you and Joe. And you be you. So yeah, anyways, it's very dangerous. So I'm looking at this shit and I'm like, oh my
God. You tell you what's dangerous is where I'm from. My dad's dead. I'm not good at impressions.
I thought it was fucking great. I love this. My dad's dead. Why would he do that? So
so it's dangerous, you're saying.
It's not dangerous. It's the murder city of the
murderable.
Murder city of the
you're thinking
state.
Of the Motor City.
No, that's Detroit. So anyways, we go to the camp. We get there. We check in. It's beautiful. It's nice. Everything we thought it would be. I set up the whole thing. I'm dying. I go to the pool. Max and Donna by the pool. And there's kind of some ghetto.
Oh,
you know
geez.
What I mean? Like there's
Jesus,
some,
Robert. Come on.
There's a couple white girls, but they're kind of, you know, ghetto.
Did they have braids?
Very nice, though.
You got a couple of Gabbies.
She had a couple braids. You're right.
Yeah, too.
So they had a couple braids. So, but they're being very sweet to Max, but they're kids. So they'd be like, you know, Max would be doing something, and one of their kids would spray Max with a splash him or something. And she'd be like, don't fucking do that. I want to fucking kill you. What'd I tell you? Leave him alone. He's a sweet little boy. I'm sorry about that. It's okay. I was like, no, it's cool. You know what I mean? It was like they were really nice, except to their kids.
Were they young parents?
I don't think they were the parents. I think they were the cousins.
Oh, the cousins.
But whatever. There was a bunch of kids there. We were cool. Everything was fine. We grew up in you know, inner city, blah, blah, blah. We kind of get it. She grew up in Everett. I grew up in Medford. It's not like, you know. So we go back to the campsite. I cook dinner. We have a great dinner. We're sitting by the fire. Max goes, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. Goes in the tent by himself. With Dawn, falls asleep. She comes out.
There's two gang members in the tent.
Waiting.
They raped
in the
Dawn
shadows.
And Max.
What a hook.
That's not
I'm like,
funny.
What about me? No. They're like, nah, Hans. Yes, they're Spanish. No, so
you said they were gang members. That makes sense.
Yeah. You have cute dimples. I don't know if they're dimples. There's a cellulite on your cheeks. Sorry.
You look great.
It's terrible. Shut up. He doesn't.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole. So I'm telling you, out of nowhere, we just hear screaming.
Coyotes?
Oh, no, worse than coyotes. It was somebody yelling at somebody else. It was that group of people. They had cabins down the back. And they were like, motherfucker, I fucking kill you, man. Fuck you, you cocksucker. You call me a crackhead, motherfucker. Wow. You hear kids screaming, like a kid being beaten.
Oh, jeez.
You hear.
What?
Dude, wow.
That's the thing with camping is it's very cheap. It's very affordable.
Oof.
So
you got to go to a nicer place to keep out the riffraff. My goodness. Yeah.
Well, they live kind of down there, like near Newburgh. They live in like that area. And so I guess they come there for vacation in the summer because it is cheap.
Yeah.
It's a cheap thing. And they rent these little cabins for whatever it is.
Money.
All of a sudden, the guy next to me, big fucking dude, he goes, hey. Tries to alpha male shit. There's nothing fucking sadder and funnier when somebody tries to be an alpha male and it doesn't work. Especially to a woman who doesn't give a fuck. When he tries to just, you know, make her look down, he's like, hey, shut the hell up. And she went, fuck you, motherfucker, I'll fucking kill you. You shut the fuck up. And all you heard, call the police.
Oh, wow.
He goes to his wife, too. He didn't even call the police. You got a phone, motherfucker. He goes, call the police. Call them right now. She's like, okay. So they called the police. The fucking troopers come, kick them the fuck out. All you hear is, you hear people going, I'll take all night to pack up, motherfucker. They're just packing up their shit.
Oh, my God.
And then they roll through. I'm sitting by the fire, just me. Nobody else is up, and you see this caravan of fucking ghetto motherfuckers with just shit stuffed in their car because they couldn't roll up this shit right.
So they got kicked out?
Kicked the fuck out, middle of the night, like 12 o'clock at night.
Wow.
State troopers said, get the fuck out. I guess it was their second offense.
Oh, wow.
My God.
They kicked them the fuck out, and then the guy comes up to me. He's like, I'm very stoked. The KOA dude, who's the sweetest guy ever. He's like, I'm
Camping of America.
Camping of America with a K. That's how they spell it.
Yeah. And, three Ks.
Well, let's not get carried away. it was crazy. After they left, though, it was fucking awesome. We had such a blast until the thunderstorms last night.
Oh, you were still there last night?
I came from camping to here.
Wow. How was the thunderstorm in your tent? You guys were fine? Or was it a mess?
No, it was fine. I mean, it's a little creepy because... You know, if it gets real bad, I'm sitting there going, oh, I didn't really stake everything out too good. You know what I mean? I don't know how. I didn't really batten it down like a Marine. I just kind of put it up so we could stay in it, you know? But it was a blast. It was the cheapest goddamn fucking vacation ever. We got hamburgers, hot dogs.
Love it.
They had free pancakes. We had a cooler full of shit. We should all do this.
I would love to.
We should go to that KOA in August.
Well, it sounds like you're not painting a great picture of it.
I'm telling you, I talked to a guy. He goes, that's never happened. I've been here all the time. That was that one group of people, but that could have happened anywhere.
I know, but well, you just said, dude, they got a higher rate than murder. It's murder city. And then why don't we go camping at not murder city?
Well, here's the thing. You just stay in the woods. You don't go into the city.
But the people in the city, they can crawl into the woods and get us.
Jesus, Joe.
It's like a reverse horror.
Animals.
That's a reverse horror movie. It's like stay in the woods.
But I mean, like, you'd be better off in a hotel. I mean, a tent, you can just unzip. They're not secure.
Buddy, no.
You're telling me there's murderers.
Yep. No. It's a high crime rate, but this place says Newburgh, but it's in like the township of Newburgh, but it's off. It's in the woods. It's a far away. It's
near
far
Tarrytown.
Away. No, it's up. It's like an hour away from Tarrytown.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well,
we should do that. We should get a bunch of people, rent out all the cottages, and we get some tents and go the fuck up there.
Am I still not allowed to go camping?
You can come.
I could come this time?
Yeah.
I'm going to be you in, can't come in on primitive Lewis's camping. Cabin.
Okay.
What? I'm going to be in Lewis's cabin.
Yeah.
We'll keep you safe.
The safe cabin, yeah.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Joe's cabin, like, where people just get killed instantly.
Like, Lewis, could you talk to your aunt and uncle and tell them to quiet down?
I bet Lewis is about to stab somebody. He's like, Dad, I thought you died. I didn't, son. I had to go away. It was either you or they were going to kill you.
That sounds more like Mike's family.
Sorry, yeah. How was it Puerto Rican? Yo, puppy.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Puppy. I had to leave puppy. Is that better?
He called his son Poppy.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yo, chulo.
It's a fucked up family.
What's what do they call them? Yo, niblets. Yo, niblets.
Mijo, mijo.
I think this is very offensive considering what's going on
yo,
right
mijo,
now, Robert.
Yo, mijo, I had to go. I know, it's Mexican again. How do you get out of Mexican? Poppy.
Like no,
I think it's only Poppy. That's it.
Poppy. It's harder than it's ever been.
It is Poppy.
It's Poppy. Listen. Listen, Baba.
That's a good joke.
Baba Dooey. Baba Dooey.
You say Baba Booey?
Baba Dooey. Baba Booey. Yeah, it is fucking crazy. I got to read this now. Mangrade, which I wish I fucking brought with me. Listen. Look at me in the eye, Michael. Do not let me leave without my Mangrade today.
Okay.
You got it?
Got it.
I have one on my grill, but I have another one, too.
What's a Mangrade?
A Mangrade is, look it, it's the ultimate. If you're looking for the ultimate steakhouse experience, check out Mangrade.com. The one and only 100% cast iron Mangrade is perfect for anyone that loves the great taste of meat on their grill. For that perfect steakhouse taste, you need the Mangrade. That's Mangrade.com. Mangrade ensures juicy, tender meat with no flare-ups, perfect sear marks every single time you grill. That's it. Point blank, Mangrade is patented design, delivers steakhouse quality flavors right at home. Wish you got the Mangrade for Father's Day? Have no fear. You know what? The dude is here. Order one for yourself right now, and you can still get 40% off. They're giving you 40% off the Father's Day code percentage off right now for all the greats and premium brushes. Just enter coupon code DAD18. That's DAD18 at checkout. You see, when it comes to cooking out, not all grills are created equal. And no matter what you are currently using, the Mangrade will change it for the better. Each Mangrade is 8 pounds of raw cast iron, 100% American. What? Designed to fit the top top of any virtual on any virtual grilling surface. That means you can just take it, put it on your grill, bang, you're cooking. Just take them out of the box, set them on the existing grill, and get to grilling. Give yourself that gift you wish you got for Father's Day, and use code DAD18 to get 40% off all grades and the custom heavy duty brushes at Mangrade.com. That's Mangrade.com.
What'd you get for Father's Day, Bob?
Yeah, how was it?
I got a cup.
A cup?
Kind of cup? World's greatest dad?
Like a protective?
No, it was a
baseball cup.
It was like a little metal cup at the museum's children's museum.
So they bought it while you were there.
Yeah, Max goes, "Here's a cup. You like it, Dad?" And I go, "Yeah, I do like it." Dawn goes, "You like that cup?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "Okay, I'll get it for you." And I go, "Oh, nice." She goes, "Happy Father's Day." And I was like, "Oh, all right." Well, I was hoping for a fucking nut suck. Maybe a fucking hand job in the tent.
A nutsuck. That's not anything.
Like that, you never laugh?
No. I don't understand all this ball business. There's no... I don't get it. My balls are sensitive. There's no nerve endings.
What?
That's horrible. I don't want balls in a mouth.
Balls in an accident? Why do you have no nerve endings? Why? What the fuck?
You kick up the balls and nothing
happens. Balls are like an elbow. There's nothing
to do with it. What are you, a fucking Shaolin monk? Why do your balls have no... That's the most sensitive... Your ball...
Yeah, they're sensitive, pain sensitive. Like if you flick it, it hurts.
Oh, Jesus,
There's no licking it.
If it's pain sensitive, it's the other sensitive too. You can't have one and the other.
No, you can.
No, you can't.
So I just fuck. I poke you in the eyeball with the lingerie on. You're gonna get it off.
No, but if you sensitive. Sucked on my eye, I'd fucking probably be like, oh, I'd probably get a boner.
How about Sarah the other
only
day?
Only one way to find out.
Sarah was like, I think I have conjunctivitis. I was on the road, and she was like, my eyes are all fucked up. And I was like, oh, that sucks. And I looked it up, and I was like, here, this could be it, this could be that. And then like 2 days later, I was like, what's going on with the conjunctivitis? She's like, it went away. And then she realized her eyes were like, you know, blurry. You ever have like, your eyes are watery, you're blurry in the morning?
Yeah.
She just took her fingers and rubbed her eyeballs. Without washing her, so she just rubbed like finger shit in her eyes. So for like 2 days, they were all wacky. And I'm like, you can't
that's
just rub
your
fingers.
That's what you get pink eye from poop or from. Oh. I got it at the preschool they worked at.
You can't just rub your finger eye.
You got kid poop in your eye.
Well, something.
You can't just put your fingers
children
in
children are filthy.
No, yeah, you have to wash your hands. They're terrible. You have to wash your hands a million times a fucking day. You just have to.
But, a million.
You know, I got scabies once in a fancy hotel.
What?
What was his name?
I got scabies.
I'm implying that you had sex with a man.
I wish I had scabies. I mean, yeah. Wait, what did I say? I in the bed.
Is that real scabies?
The sheets. Yeah.
Oh, the underneath looks like a penis.
It was fucking terrible.
Show that's some disgusting. Photos. Show some photos.
Yeah, images.
I really hate what
images. Oh! That's not so bad.
That's bad on that guy's hand. My goodness.
Hang on 1 second. That's not what I had.
That's the cover of a Tiny Million Pieces.
No, there it is right there. The one, the Dr. Scabies.
Dr. Scabies.
To the right, where it says, yeah, that.
I don't think that's a real doctor.
Yeah, well, I didn't get it like that. I got it.
Oh. My goodness.
You had my Irish uncle's back?
I got to the fancy hotel too. I'm not going to name the club because I don't want to hold the hotel. But
can you say what city it's in?
Nope.
And the manager's name?
No. Michael. No. So I went to the. I lie down. Beautiful hotel. I mean, luxury, 4-star. I lie down on the bed, and all of a sudden, I'm like, what the fuck?
Right
is
away?
That? Not right away, but like that night, I was like, what the fuck is that? And I thought I just got a rash. And then
then you said, I'm just being irrational.
And then I... I'm like...
that's the Jetsons vehicle.
We know. We get it.
But that's a dead-on impression.
I know. We've heard it...
It's been a while. It's been at least a year.
Ring, ring. That's my phone. Get it?
I hate that there's two Joe Liss on the show. Gabby, if you ever booked
so
the same
sorry.
Guest, this is the second time
what
you've
mean?
Done this.
I'm talking about who's coming on backs and
it
ball
was,
sucking.
Oh, was no,
Andrew and
Justin Silva.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the
who's
same.
Andrew? Schultz?
I'd rather have Andrew here with Katie or
like
Justin
him.
With. You don't like Andrew?
No.
Why?
No one does. No, I'm kidding. He's fine.
You just said it on the podcast. You can't go back.
This is
have
exciting because now we have something to talk about off air.
Why don't you like him?
I just don't. I don't.
Look at me. She's not the host.
Look at me.
Stop it.
I don't dislike him. I just don't like him. So neutral.
Don't you feel that way about everybody?
I like Joe.
Thank you. Remember,
I never want her on my show again. This is almost
no.
ridiculous. She's just
let what? Me come back.
She
let me come back.
She didn't say she liked me.
I love you.
Okay,
I told you that earlier.
That's all I wanted.
When you walked in, I said, "Bobby, I love you." You said nothing.
I love you too. I love you too.
And I said, "How are you doing?"
I just shut up. I'm trying to get love from Katie. I love you too, Katie. I really do.
Thanks.
I just wanted some love. That's all. I've been
anytime,
in the woods
anytime.
With no love.
You've been in the woods.
I've been in the woods with my wife and child. I have no love. I've been with nature. With nature and my child and my wife.
You got a cup for Father's Day, though.
I actually had the most amazing... In the woods.
Sex?
No. We didn't have any sex. She was on the rag.
I had sex in a tent once.
Don't say on the
what?
Rag.
I had sex in a tent once.
Of course you did.
Here we go. Was it intense?
The third time.
See how many I can do.
How many guys?
One. Six. I've never been camping before.
You've never been camping?
No.
Gabby, we should set up a YKWD camping trip.
Yes.
Where we take over this fucking place.
Okay.
And we go up there and we get cabins. And we'll who doesn't have a tent, they can have a cabin. Whoever, and then we'll get them all in the same cluster.
Mm-hmm. And cluster is a... I don't like that.
Why? It's just the same
feels
area.
Like a rash.
Well, yeah, there's a term to use for herpes.
Oh, anyway, so that fucking scabies, I had to get a cream to put on it, went right away, but I got it from a fancy, the sheets. Maybe the maid had it on her hand or something.
It's probably in the mattress. Because if you change the sheets, they live in the mattress, don't they?
Oh, I fucking throw up. It makes me sick. Because now is, then after that, because it was such a nice hotel, I was fucked. Because every hotel... I put something down.
Get creeped out?
I got creeped the fuck out. I never get... I'll lie right on the dirt near dog shit. I'll sleep. I don't give a fuck. I've slept on park benches. I've slept in hay. I've never slept in hay. I've slept next to fucking gorillas. I don't sleep anywhere. But... anyways, let's set up that camping trip. That'd be fun, right?
That'd be awesome.
I'd love to
get Lewis.
Yeah.
We'll get...
I got that tent. It was expensive. I want to do some more stuff with it.
Well, we got that new tent.
Yes.
Dude.
Nude tent.
I actually hooked... No, not the nude.
Oh.
I can't stand them. I can't. I can't.
You love them.
I love them. I love both of these guys so much, but I can't.
They're a lot together. And by a lot, I mean a little.
So listen, I love that she keeps looking at you like, you're on my show too, you know.
We love each other.
Dude, the new hand, me with the Bushcraft Party Boys.
Yes.
Which we're doing
which
again.
Which I am one of.
Yeah, you're one of the founding members.
Yes, thank you.
Did you see the video I put up?
I did, yes.
Okay. Well,
I'm always afraid that people don't realize that I'm joking, though.
About what?
Because you do the whole thing where you're like, it's so quiet, there's nobody around. And then I said vocally, loudly, I got to do another late night. I think people think that I'm a dick ruining the hang. They don't realize I'm a fucking brilliant comedian.
One of the listen to me. You understand.
A lot of people think you're a dick.
It was one of the the same person. One of the funniest things of the trip was we're 4 miles from anywhere, 4 hour walk from anywhere. There's not you can't hear anybody else.
A like 4 hour Bobby walk from anywhere. I was about, I was 30 minutes in the parking lot. I can see the car.
It's a 4 hour Bobby walk. Okay, I'll give him that. It might have took Joe has a very long gait.
By the way, how about those chicken parms with the lady with the breasts? That was great. Sorry, I'm all over the place. It was a fun trip.
So we're sitting there in the middle. I mean, there's no quiet in the world like being in front of a fire. In the woods.
Or the audience during Lewis's set.
And we're sitting there, and it's, I mean, you can't hear anything but the animals around you and the woods and yourselves. And I was like, oh my God, this is so amazing on the video. And then Joe's like, I got to do another late night set. One of the funniest things of the trip.
It was a gag.
It was hilarious.
It was a real
and
goof.
Then, but if you listen carefully, you hear Ari go, why?
Yeah, Ari didn't know I was kidding. He took it serious.
No, he wasn't. He was kidding too.
No, he wasn't. He was like, what do you mean? You have to do another one?
No, he
I was like, no.
Anyways.
He stinks.
Yeah, I was sitting by the fire last night in the rain. Like it was, I was under the fire, but it was like trees, so I wasn't getting too wet. Having a cup of tea at around 12 o'clock at night. I don't know if there's anything. You can't think more clearly. When there's no phone, there's no internet, there's no options except your own brain and you in the woods. Mm. One of the greatest things. It's the scariest thing I've ever done because your brain starts really thinking of shit, like your insecurities and your fucked upness and the bad things you've done.
Oh,
and
tell us the bad things you've done.
Yeah.
And that woman you killed.
Well, it's not...
in a tent.
No, it's not. You start thinking about, like, how much... You start thinking about all your responsibilities, I mean, at least me, all the responsibilities I have now. And I was thinking about when I was your age and I didn't, the only responsibility I had was me. And I could do whatever the fuck I wanted and I felt like I did more. And now that I have a kid and a wife, I have to go get dinner. I have to make a food. I have to clean his asshole. I have to go play with him. There's all these things I don't have to do, but I have, you know, I want to do and I have fun doing. But then all the other, like, I have this little time right at the end of the night when everybody's abed and I'm sitting there by myself and it's the only time that I can just think. I mean, even when I go to bed at home, there's a TV, there's 900 channels, there's shows I haven't watched, there's a shed, there's cigars. She's in the bed. She wants to talk and ask questions. What are you doing tomorrow? What's going on? We got to do this. He's got to meet. You know, he might get up. And when it's just like being in the woods. That's why I love when we did it. We were so not near anything that it was the most cleansing thing for my brain you could possibly have because there's nothing. You have no options. Mm-hmm. It was like going back in time 30 years ago when you were just a kid and there was no options at night. You sat there. You didn't have TV. There was like three stations. You went to bed or you sat in your room or you played in the dirt. You went in the backyard. You went to the park.
Or masturbated.
Mm-hmm. Or masturbated. Your friends.
Have you
your
guys used the womanizer? The womanizer?
I haven't tried it, but I did look it up. I don't even know what that is.
Is that the Mark Norman's new doll?
she listens.
It's a suction. It's a little suction cup for your clitoris, and it sucks it like this.
Yeah, and
I was literally scabies. Here's the deal. This is what a piece of shit you are. I'm
Me?
Literally talking about some meaningful shit. I'm trying to talk about like the woods.
Yeah,
and he goes,
you
"Have you ever tried to fucking what is it?
The womanizer 400. And Nikki Glaser. Nikki Glaser was saying on our live podcast, check out the Patreon, it's only $3.
Oh my God, I can't stand you guys. It's just plug horse.
She said it was unbelievable, and you squirt and you fart, and it's crazy. And I'm thinking about getting one.
What? How does that have anything to fucking do with what I was talking about in the woods?
It gives you something to do in the woods.
No, he's going off the grid. He's going off the grid.
I'm talking about there's no grid. It's a fucking vibrator.
But I'm talking about, you think I'm going to bring a vibrator with my family out in the woods? Don's going to go, what are you doing?
I thought you finished your sad dad monologue. I thought we could move on to some other business. Well, we said masturbating, and I thought of masturbating.
Joe's horny.
I want to quit. I want to quit everything. I'm so done with you shit people. I'm just done with you shit people.
It's a valid question. If you heard of it, your wife would love it.
There's not even a segue. It's not even a segue from my shit boring story.
30 years ago, you sat, you listened to radio, you thought, or you'd masturbate. And I'm saying, oh, masturbate, yes. And have you masturbated with the womanizer?
Vibrators were invented by doctors.
Yes.
That's true.
Dr. Dog.
I hate that you booked them both. It's like being attacked from all corners.
But I'm saying you should get it for Dawn for Mother's Day.
I'm not buying I have a five-year-old. It will be a toy in 2 seconds.
It's not really a vibrator. It's like a suction.
Yeah, it's a new thing.
And I'm going to come out and it's going to be, Max is going to be putting it on his head. Going, Dad, look at my new gun. It's not happening.
It's not a suction cup.
No, it's not happening.
Pull up the womanizer 400. It's no longer available on Amazon right now. Yes. It's like $160.
No, there's one that's like $80.
That's because Nikki Glaser talked about it and it's fucking gone.
So it looks like a toothbrush.
Yeah, it looks like an ear thermometer.
It does.
It looks like a... Dad, I have a fever.
See, there's an illustration. It just sucks. It nibbles on your little, cunt.
You know who nibbles on a clit? Me.
Yeah, I know, but this does it better.
Nibbler.
How does it do it better?
You have great lips.
What if those are the John best Henry lips in the biz. Of this situation?
What if your clit is fucking huge?
I don't know.
What if? Call in.
The number is 917-261-6831.
Yes, call in if you've used the womanizer and if you have a gigantic clit or both. But your lips are spectacular. Don't you think Bobby's lips are unbelievable?
Yes. I think they're quite nice.
I think your lips are nice, too.
Quite nice is a downplay. Wow. They're beautiful.
Anyways, we have... I wanted to talk about those hammocks we got.
If I could take any person in the world's body part and replace my wife's body part with someone's body, I wouldn't pick any woman. Yeah. I'd pick those lips, put them on my wife's body.
But not the mouth.
Just the lips.
What about the mouth?
Yeah, the mouth's a little weird.
You'd be fucking your wife, and you'd be like, dude!
You know what, dude? Get the womanizer.
Dude, put it on my clit. Let it nibble on my clit, dude.
All right. Instead of the fucking vibrator, the sucking tip thing. Let's talk about your floaty tents.
No. I want to give a plug to these tents because they sent us three of them. And it's...
What?
It's AMOK. AMOK. The Dramar 3.0. They sent me, Ari, and Joe one of these tents. A hammock. The only hammock you can actually lie down flat on your side, your stomach. It has a built-in mosquito net. It has a tarp that goes over it, so if it rains, you can do this. They sent us the insulated padding.
I can't wait.
For the bottom. That's so awesome. Even in the winter, you can use these in the winter. All year round. Four-season hammock tents. Four seasons, yeah.
Wow.
So you can go on the winter. It's unbelievable. Next Bushcraft Party Boys we go on, we're going to be using these tents. I'm going to find a spot where we're going to have a bunch of pine trees and stuff. So we're not going to be on the ground. We're going to be videotaping it and checking out these tents. I actually hung mine in my backyard, dude. You can pull the sides, and it sits up like a chair.
Wow.
So we can all put them around the campfire and kind of sit in our hammocks and just do that shit. And then let it go, and you can lie flat.
Let it go. No way.
I can't wait.
So, Amick, I slept in mine. This is how weird I am. I came home last week from doing spots, and it was set up in the backyard. I came out like 12 at midnight, and I went into my backyard and crawled into this, and I was sleeping. I slept for like an hour outside till like 1 in the morning.
It's very amicable. Hello.
Can I go on Bushwick? Bushwick.
Bushwick. Yeah, Bushwick anytime you want.
Yeah, put your tent up in
Bushwick. Don't you live in Bushwick?
No.
Isn't that what they call you, a vajaj?
A vajaj?
They call it Bushwick.
Yes. Can I go on Bushcraft Party Boys if Katie comes?
No, I don't want Katie and but I
come
don't,
on, it'll even it out.
You
though.
Can't have Joe and Joe, a girl version of Joe.
It's Jill. It's Jill now.
You got. Here's the thing. We'll do KOA Bushcraft.
Yeah, but that's better.
But there's women. I got to bring my wife.
How about this? Just me, Bobby, and Gabby, and no one else.
I have to.
And
be
we
part
go
of,
to get a pedicure.
I have to be part of everything.
Listen, you, she's not even really a camper. Fun. She doesn't even get dirty.
She's
no,
from Indiana.
I'm gonna do it.
Are you from India?
Birthplace of Indiana. The KKK.
It's like India. Yes, also
I thought you
bad.
Said India.
She's from India.
I was like, looking for a little.
I just got cast in a shoot where it's shooting in Vermont on location, and it's about a bunch of hipsters and terrible people from Park Slope who decide to go off the grid, and they're living in the woods, and there's like predicaments and stuff.
So there you go. So she's gonna do that. Go do that with her.
Is it reality or is it
shoot.
Scripted?
It's scripted. It's like a pilot.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That sounds fun. So after you do that, let us know if you handled it well, and then maybe you can go. I'm not bringing a novice out. Well, you understand, we're out in the middle of nowhere. You have to have some skills.
You had a gourmet meal.
Yeah. Because we're fucking skilled bushcrafters.
It was not gourmet.
I don't even want to go, actually, because I don't want to piss in the woods. That's most of my
you
hesitancy.
You have to shit in the woods, too.
Okay.
I won't shit.
Are you going to go?
No.
Yes.
You don't care about shitting in the woods.
Bobby's the only one that shit. You can go a day without shitting.
Yeah, I can hold my shit for up to 3 days.
I shit a monster shit in the woods. It was like, when I squatted down, it was like my asshole was like, I've been waiting to be in this position.
Did you dig a cat hole?
Yes, of course you have to.
It's the only thing that scared the coyotes away.
Speaking of cat holes, the womanizer 400.
Wow.
Talking about stinking.
Pussy.
That's funny.
Talking about taking a big shit on my podcast. Yes, so you'd have to shit. Are you going to be able to? I mean, what if you have
no,
to?
No, I'm not going
to
go.
You can come.
No, you don't want me to.
I do want you to go, but as long as you know that it's not going to be fucking easy. We're going to be dirty and smelly and fucked up.
You can come if you use the Womanizer 400. Available
stop
now.
Stop promoting that. They don't fucking give me money.
But maybe they'll send us three.
I don't
want. Oh, yeah.
I will buy you one if you shut the fuck up about
let's go downstairs
it.
How about me? We'll video it for the Patreon.
What?
We'll go to the store. We'll get one. We'll video a lot of high drinks.
We're going
to
video what using a fucking
not
Clinton
using
3000?
It. Going to purchase it. We ask questions. We have some hoo-has and some laughs.
We're in the middle of a podcast right now.
I said after the show, numbnuts.
I don't have time. I got to go.
All right, fine.
I parked at 96th Street.
96? Why?
Because that way I beat all the traffic. Instead of sitting in traffic all the way up there, mm-hmm. I go all the way up on the train. Cut up.
That's smart. Whose idea was that?
That was Tom Cotter's idea.
I had a feeling it might not be yours.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I hate it. So yeah, amic.com. Go get one of these. If you, $200 and then another $200 for the pad and then another $150 for the tarp. The whole setup is around $500-something. Worth it. I can't wait to use them. Bushcraft Body Boys. It's happening again. Me and you are taking Paul Verzi, right?
I don't know. You mentioned you want to go on that one? Date. You didn't give me a date.
I don't know.
Well, listen.
Gabby doesn't want to go now.
All right, fuck it. You're like a fucking fat chick. You just got me to ask you out again, and now you're like, I don't think I want to go.
I'll go.
Then are you going to go or not?
Let her go.
But I don't think you want me to go.
Let her go.
Gabby, I just don't want you to be in a situation. I'm very protective of you.
I know.
I don't want you to be in a situation where you're uncomfortable, where we have to leave. If we get somewhere and you're like, I got to go. Let me tell you something. My cousin... She's an actress in L.A. Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Natalie Portman is her name.
I see the resemblance.
No, is that
the lips?
No.
I don't know. She has nice lips.
I'm not going to give you her name, but she's a beautiful actress. She's really just a great actress. Sings, I mean, a knockout. Her name's Christine. Out in L.A.
Whoa.
We were doing
Applegate?
Runyon Canyon, me and Dane, back when I was in shape around 8 years ago, we would go up, not the easy side where all the actors go, we went up the hard way, right, mm-hmm. to the left.
Where the boom mic operators go.
And we go... I just wasn't prepared for this show. I understand it. I get it. If I just thought about it, I would have been.
You came in hot.
I think this is a fun show. We're not fighting. There's not everything's nice.
No, it's fun. Great show.
All right.
Can I be part of it too? Without explaining,
you gave a whole speech about how you dream at night and you used to fucking you had dreams that you've
done. The speech was a little much. Maybe that was for my one-on-ones. Maybe not. I can't.
I thought it was
great. Can I just say this? I want you to finish this speech about Gabby being fucking weak fucking stupid. And then I wanted to be like, no, I can do it. And I hope you snap your ankle 100 yards in. We have to drag you out of there. And Kevy just puts you, the fireman carries you out.
Here's the story. Ready? Is that we go up the hard way. Now, she's in shape. She's, you know, no problem. We're just like, let's go. She gets up to the top of the thing. We almost had to call an ambulance because it was hot and she wasn't prepared for that. She got dehydrated. It was a fucking nightmare. She turned pale white. We had to stop.
I'm
go
already
back.
There.
Huh?
Pale white.
She was bad. It was bad. She almost died. Something happened. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to bring you in a situation where you're like, I don't want to fucking be here. We need to go home. Like if you camp and you go out in the middle of the night and stay over and you're cool with that, you can come. I don't give a shit. But if you're gonna go out there and go, guys, if we hear coyotes, you're gonna fucking cry.
Like me.
Joe cried.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm not
I don't want
cry.
I don't want two people crying.
Just only
we'll comfort
Joe.
Each other.
Huh?
Only Joe can cry.
I didn't cry.
Oh
I was,
my God,
it
you
was
were
nerve
fucking
wrecking.
Shit. Your tent was quivering.
Dude. And then the next day it felt good because you guys were like, that was shit in my pants also. I'm just more open with my feelings and emotions.
I wasn't shitting. I had my bushcraft knife on my chest and bear spray.
That's such a lie.
I was sitting there.
Well,
like,
that's true, but you were scared.
I was scared. Of course, it was
Thank
a pack
you.
Of coyotes, but I wasn't as scared as you.
How about the bobcat in Seattle? There's been a couple of attacks, cougar and bobcat attacks, and then they went and killed. Did you read that story?
No.
They went and killed the cougar. A cougar attacked a guy who was hiking.
Yeah.
Then they went and found the cougar and killed it.
They have to.
But because, I'm like, but you're in the wild.
Yeah. How did they know it was the same one?
I don't know. Maybe it,
because
you
once
know,
once
blood
the
on
animal them. Kills a human and has no fear of human, it will just keep killing human.
Uh-huh.
It will just keep because they have to take it. A bear attacks a human, they have to take it out because it has no fear. The one thing you have over a bear or a cougar is that they're kind of like, what the fuck?
My wife's a cougar.
And no, she's not.
She's older than me.
Oh, yeah, she is. I was
so you knew that, so you're implying that she's not attractive.
Kill older women.
I love when Joe attacks Joe. Jill Joe. So no, I'm not saying that she's not attractive. I'm saying that I didn't know she was older than you.
So you're attracted to my wife.
I am attracted to your wife. That's
she's
what I'm
a
saying.
Beautiful lady.
I'm attracted
Hi, Sarah.
To her. She looks so
listening.
Pretty at the wedding. Oh my God.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have to kill it. Why not? Why would you kill? Would you kill if a cougar? We're hiking. And a cougar comes out and attacks.
No, if you kill the cougar in the moment, if you're getting attacked by a cougar and you kill it, that's fine. That's one thing.
Right.
I just think it's weird to be like, it's like if you put a dog down.
Right.
That's like it's supposed to be domesticated, but it's like if you go into the woods, aren't you taking the risk of getting killed by an animal in the woods?
But you know what I do know is that
BetDSI?
BetDSI.com has been in business for over 20 years. I'm telling you, top rated on sportsbooks review sites. Easy to use mobile playing interface. Play, win, get paid. That's it. BetDSI has a great mobile app. It's easy to use. I have it on my phone. I downloaded it to check it out. I'm not really a gambler, but it's a new sponsor to my show, so I wanted to check it out. It's the functionality is awesome. I love apps. You know I love nerdy shit like that. They offer live in-game wagering. You can make plays throughout the entire game and events. TV, it's crazy. BetDSI offers odds on pretty much everything else, too, including golf, major sports, politics. Oh, my God. You can bet on politics now? Mm-hmm. How fucking
wow.
crazy is that?
That's yeah. hilarious.
Like that for a bit.
Reality TV shows?
What?
That's nuts. Pretty much everything you want. How about Joe's marriage?
Bet the house, baby. We've never been better. And she's old. I mean, she's got, 20 years?
That would suck if she really did die in 20 years.
Yeah.
I play there myself. I do. I signed up for it. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to check out some betting. I'm going to treat it like the stock market. I'm going to fuck with betting a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not a gambler.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Future bets are fun. Do they do future bets?
They do everything.
Yeah. Those are fun.
Here it is. BetDSI. If you want to add a little excitement to the games you are watching anyways, here's a little thing. This is what I was thinking that because I watch these UFC fights, I would love to throw a little wager.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. Even if you don't like sports, this is how you can have fun watching the World Cup and have the funnest workout of your life. Bet on these games. Funnest Go there.
Workout.
Bet on Nigeria. Yeah. If you're working out
oh,
and
I
you're
see.
Watching the game, the World Cup, you can place a little wager, like Nigeria versus Argentina on June 26th at 2 p.m. Or Mexico, Mike, his people, the bullfighters, they still kill bulls. Why?
Well, it seems unethical.
See, it's a really terrible sport. It's
like, can you bet on Lewis? That so, would be a good one.
That's
you
what I meant.
I might bet on him losing.
Mexico versus Sweden.
That's like Sweden. Me versus Mike, kind of.
Yeah, we know how that where I wound up last time. Mm-hmm. Fucking Mike almost quit the business. June 27th.
Oh,
at
yeah.
Woof.
Oh,
I wish they could better have roast battles.
Yeah.
That'd be great. June 27th at 10 a.m. So go there. Check it out. UFC Fight Night. Cowboy versus Cerrone. I mean, Cowboy Cerrone versus Edwards. Wow, you can bet on UFC fights. How great is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can bet on Lewis. You can bet on roast
right?
battle. Actually,
you can.
They usually have it set up during the.
Oh,
tournaments.
You can bet on roast battle.
Yeah,
that's cool.
On Bet DSI
on during the tournaments usually. Yeah,
that's crazy. What a great app. What a great website. Bet DSI right now. Just go to betdsi.com and use promo code YK100. Here it is. This is when you get some free shit from my show for being a fan of the show. YK100 and get 200% bonus. Bonus on your initial deposit. Use YK100. Use that code. That's promo code. Get 200% bonus on your initial deposit. So again, that's www.betdsi.com and promo code YK100 for 200% bonus on your initial deposit. Good. Great new sponsor to the show. Thanks for coming on, BetDSI.
Oh, and don't forget...
Oh, yeah, Dom's. Check this out, Dom's.
In Everett?
Dom's in Malden.
Malden, I meant. It's all the same.
I actually talked to Dominic, sweet guy. We're going to be giving away a bag of steak tips to my fans of my YKWD.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay, here's what you do.
Dude.
You go to email ykwd@riotcast.com.
Can we participate
YKWD
while we're
producer.
In the show?
YKWD producer at Riotcast.com.
Thank you. That's why you guys run the show and I just show up. I'm talent.
Am I allowed to participate if I'm part of the show?
He loves
steak tips. YKWD producer at Riotcast.com. You have to email us why you deserve, why you want the steak. Now, you might have never had them before. You might be a transplant in New York City or Connecticut or New Jersey and you're like, I got to fuck. Are you fat fuck? I heard you talking about them. I got to have them. Or you just love the show and you want to try, or you love the steak tips. You're from Everett. You're from Malden. Email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com and tell us why you want. We're going to pick a winner. We're going to pick multiple winners over the summer. They're a new sponsor of the show. Dom's, it's the best fucking garlic and cheese sausage you'll ever have.
Whoa.
I will guarantee it. You can order from them. They deliver right to your house. If you're barbecuing this summer, go to Dom's.com. What is it? Domsausage.com. Order stuff right from them. Steak tips. Get a bag. I'm telling you right now. And if you want to win a free bag, email us. We're going to get your free bag sent to you. Okay? So there you go. Back to the show.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. It's Rockin' Joe down here with the boys and the girls all being wacky. Pow. You're listening to Near Know What Dude. Brought to you by the Womanizer 400.
It's not. Stop saying that.
Send some.
Well, don't send any. I don't want to use a clit nibbler on my wife.
Well, you could still be inserted in there.
What? How?
Well, you... And then,
yeah, it's just for the clitoris.
Yeah.
I watched a video, but I am broke, so that's why I haven't ordered it.
We can watch a video.
I don't think so.
We'll get flagged on the YouTube.
What would you call me?
Flagged.
Oh. Can you say that now? Flagged?
I can. You can.
So you put it on your clitoris. Oh, wow. Wow. I've never forcefully. Jesus Christ. I just threw that and be like, fuck off.
Well, it was a real swing and a miss.
I kept swinging, though.
It's
nobody, I was swinging. There was no balls coming at me. I don't think I'd like to use it. First of all, I think if you got one of those, just to see the white tip change colors.
There's what a commercial white tip? On YouTube I'll bring up.
Yeah, pull it up. What white tip?
Well, the tip of it's white, right?
Tip so of you what?
The tip of the clit thing. The nibbler.
I think Don's got some problems.
Well, no, that happens with anybody. Your pussy changes the color of the fucking thing.
I don't know. I don't like come in a mirror.
You know, I can't see
what
it.
What did you say?
You're talking about coming in a mirror.
A mirror?
Oh, you're talking about the tip of the fucking mechanism.
Yeah, the tip.
I thought you meant the clitoris.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's watch this.
That's why I was confused.
Let's see.
Here we go.
Turn the sound up. Make it big.
Yeah.
Oh, make it small. Whatever
it's going to make me big.
All right, here we go. Let's see what this is about. Oh, good music.
Wow.
Oh, stop. Look, comes in paisley.
See,
is that
I love,
paisley?
No, this is a lace. That's it's a
lace.
Very nice.
It's a lace
very
pattern.
Very
novel.
Very classy clip sucker.
It's kind of Japanese.
It feels like a spaceship with this music.
It says a novel, though. I don't want to read
a
novel.
Use it in a garden.
Yeah, like your dad could have those jeans on during a concert if he wanted
to. That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I bet he has a shirt like that.
I'm sure he does.
Maybe a piano cover.
All right.
All right, hit it.
Novel theme of pleasure. Exceptional. World first.
Stop. That looks like a Muppet's foot. I don't know.
It's a Muppet's foot.
It does look like mini Mouse's.
Yeah, it looks like somebody just pulled a foot off a toy and
it's
put it on a pussy.
Hedgehog, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's exactly like Sonic the Hedgehog's foot. It's exactly that foot.
It's fucking weird, man. Why? Now it's see the white of it. I would imagine
it's a sock.
Now listen, I have. You put anything in your mouth, you put something on your vagina, those juices are going to kind of eat away at some stuff.
No,
you have to clean it. You should always clean sex toys.
And it's designed to do this.
You know,
so you don't want to get scabies.
There's a lot of girls that are going to use that and just throw it on the ground. It's going to have...
That's nasty, ladies.
Violently? Well, just toss it. Like, oh, God. And when you're done, you have to get up and clean that right away every time?
No, you can clean a vibrator later.
Well, you should get up to go pee anyway if you're a gal, because you only get a UTI.
Yeah, they got to run to pee.
What is that? What is that?
A urinary tract infection.
No, I know that. Oh, God. Why do you... So if
I recently had one.
You had a...
If you have sex and then you pee, your urine sterilizes your urethra and it helps if any bacteria is in there.
So if a guy has some funk on his dick...
If your taint is dirty, the bacteria can crawl up. I read that on the internet.
Your taint.
I've heard that too.
From your taint or his taint?
Both taints.
Both taints.
Either or. Taints?
Either or. Or
double
both.
Taint.
All taints can get.
All taints. So taint. Hashtag all taints.
They're tainted.
Yeah, it'll taint your wagon.
So
New Orleans taints.
What's a wagon?
The urethra.
Oh. So your asshole can fuck up your vagina.
Yeah. Yep, that's why you always wipe front to back if you're a girl. Yeah.
My wife runs to the bathroom too quick. Like, I'm like, I'm coming. She's just gone. I'm like, can you just give me a minute? Just hug.
She goes before you have sex. Don't have sex. I have to pee.
They're never going to have kids because he's going to keep coming in his own face. She's just going to jump off.
I'm into that.
I have it right here. It's right.
But anyways, you clean. And a mechanism like this, you're not just tossing aside. This is primo.
Yeah, it has a case.
What does that
I'm
mean?
Assuming.
Everything has a case.
It's not like it's getting sued.
How excited Katie was on that one.
That was a good one. All right, let's see the rack. I want to see a vagina here.
Yeah. Ready?
I don't think they show a vagina. They just put it on a peach.
Oh, whoa, stop. Whoa. What is that glow? Why is it glowing
it's
at the
glowing.
Top?
It's
glowing. What is
that?
This thing is
that's
something.
The love.
It's God.
No, what is the glow?
That's just lighting.
Oh, okay. That's not like a heat thing?
That's exactly what my clitoris looks like, by the way.
That's a good size.
It's huge.
It looks like a pimple.
Are you talking about the machine or the drawing on the right? your clitoris looks like hay in a field.
It's just three lines. That's my body. Yeah.
It's an Alfred Hitchcock silhouette right there.
It looks like Mike's hairline.
It looks better than that.
Wow, those three hairs.
I like the Hitchcock, by the way.
Yeah, we can get
nice.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead. Oh, stop. So that was the clit.
Yes.
So the other two lines.
The thing labeled
the
clit.
The other two lines are like legs. That's like where the leg meets
Mike
the.
Mike just went, the thing labeled clit. No, listen. I know Mike says funny shit all the time on this show, and nobody hears it.
Yeah, he did the Hitchcock thing.
Yeah, but nobody heard
it. Like a Hitch badge.
We all have to go. That was a good one. The one labeled clit.
Hey,
yes.
Mike, you did it.
You're doing great. And you look pretty good.
He actually didn't. Go ahead.
Right, let's go. Touch your skin.
Okay. Oh, there's a voice.
Yeah, let's see what that is. Is that
ancient?
Yeah, that's nice.
I like how the on button is a diamond.
Oh, stop. Oh my God, it's three different type of fucking... Yeah,
see? I like there's a leopard. Jersey Shore one.
If they sent an animal print, that would be great.
Yeah, there's a robot one, there's a Jersey Shore one, and then there's the...
That's the old harlot.
The Upper East Side. Yeah, the
a
old
widower.
Lady. Why is there a diamond on it? And is it real?
Because it's shiny, fancy. Bright,
like women love diamonds.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
But why do they have to put a fake diamond on it?
Because I won't buy it. I really won't.
That'd be you funny to put your engagement ring in the womanizer.
If you, like, do you see if you go down on one knee and you hand her to that, she will
and it's
marry
stuck
me?
On your palm. It's like
that's nibbling the fat of your the fat of your thumb muscle.
I read you can actually use it on like the backside of your penis.
What do you mean the backside of your penis?
Well, the front, whatever side, the stimulating side.
What are you talking about?
Like under the head kind of thing.
Yes,
that would not feel good on your penis.
Yeah, because it gives it a little nibble. not the tip of your dick.
Not the pee hole. My goodness.
Yeah, that would be.
I just can't get over. It really does look like just shoes for trolls. All right,
shoegasm.
Oh, the womanizer,
the private delight.
I love that they named it. Stop. They loved it. They named it a misogynistic thing.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's like it's kind of like what the fuck are you saying? The womanizer, the
should
rapist.
Like, sometimes it's fun to be used.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take back the night.
Great job, well, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you, Jill.
Rewind that one.
Hey, by the way, is it a little toasty in here, or am
no,
I
you're an
getting
asshole.
Hot under the
you're
collar?
An asshole. You're an asshole.
I think it was the womanizer commercial. I feel it, too. I'm having a hot flash.
I don't know about that. No, do you hold it like that?
Yeah, you hold it.
And you mush it. Wait, now, here's the problem.
You don't
wait,
mush. You just put it on there, and it
how are you
going to
get
nibbles.
Your dick on there? How are you getting your dick in?
Very small dick.
Because no, this is flipped.
This
so
is
the
for
long
a lonely
part,
woman.
All right, go back. Go back. I want to see the way they put it on. Go back to where...
Yeah, see, it's up like that. So your dick is underneath. You got like the ankles up here, and then you're... Whoop, and then that's on the other side.
Now, what
it's
if
the same as a vibrator.
But what if her clit's big? Well, some women have different size clits. Not every clit is the
that
same.
That hole's pretty big.
It's a big, big hole. It fucking sucks it right in.
No, so it's supposed to be... I actually read an article about this. It's supposed to be like a little vacuum. It sucks it.
Yeah.
So why can't I just get my fucking vacuum that I have?
And a Dyson?
That's dangerous.
Yeah, if I get
that's
a Dyson... And I just alter it and kind of come up with, like, what if I get, like, a PVC pipe, small version?
This feels like an urban legend.
And then if I get an old pocketbook leather, and then and well, I make a little mouth.
Well, yeah, it's not going to pulsate.
You can, DIY.
Yeah,
why?
I have a little mouth.
Can you write DIY vibrator on, oh, God, in the YouTube thing?
You have to be.
Well.
In the YouTube thing. He just wrote it down. Where are you going? Oh, she's going to Mac. Oh, God. I see. Okay. There you go. Vibrator. Scroll down. Yeah, you can use all kinds.
Thai person.
Seven safe ways to have an orgasm.
Oh, yeah. Spoons.
What's a spoon? You know how to do that?
No. I was just...
Oh, I thought you were a kung fu pussy master.
No,
just
I'm a
rub
prude.
The spoon against your clit. That's Sarah's saying to do.
You can really masturbate with anything, I guess.
Yeah. Sarah tried to use a phone. Like, there's like an app on your phone. That will vibrate for you. But it wasn't strong enough, and then her phone just smelled like pussy.
That's how she got pink eye, I think.
And then she got pink eye and pink ear.
Pink pussy.
I wonder why your jig's all fucked up.
I hope she doesn't mind me saying it.
Well, it's too late now.
But yeah, then you just have a pussy phone and no orgasm.
But could you take the case off?
I don't know. It doesn't have enough. You need some stank on it.
So why? She did have some stank on it as soon as she was done.
You
how
need
much
like
stank
a,
do you need?
You know, you need a good fucking boom. I know a lot about the female anatomy.
Scroll down, Michael. Look for some good ones.
The spoons is bullshit. Yeah.
What do you mean the spoons? How do you know?
Alex Edelman made one.
Oh, look at that. Let's see. Transform your phone into a vibrator. Go.
Okay.
This sounds good.
Oh, it's an ad. It's a 2.5 minute ad.
All right. We'll just play it and then come back to it. Yeah. You know what I used one time in a jam? I went to CVS and got an electric toothbrush and put a little baggie over the end of it.
But that's not strong enough either.
It was pretty strong.
All right.
Two AA batteries? It's pretty good.
Two AA batteries and toothbrush?
I don't know how I would feel if I was seeing someone and they ran out and came back with a damn craft. I'd be like, I'm dry.
Well, how about we were brushing our teeth with it at the end?
Yeah, that's not good for your gums.
Well, I didn't. I had a baggie over it, like a Ziploc.
No, I mean two batteries. That's going to be too much on your teeth. That's like a stop. I mean, two batteries is a lot.
Joe has weak gums.
I do. Is this the whole thing? This is like a half hour video.
It's just them talking about it. They're not doing it.
Oh, fuck them. You guys,
these guys suck.
Sucking asshole. Yeah.
Vibrator boyfriend.
I mean, I don't know about using a fucking vibrator anymore.
Why?
I don't know. Wouldn't she just want that?
No. Well, you got to be in there,
too. Would you rather
be
with a guy or a vibrator?
Well, it depends, but a vibrator can't really hold you, you know? It can't be like, you're not alone.
No, I'm saying this is, you can use both in a relationship at the same time. You're inside.
Do you feel that way?
There's two different things.
Well, sometimes, I mean, I have a vibrator that I use. I have a Rabbit, which is like, everyone has that. That's the like the standard vibrator. But like, I still like want to, you know, like be in love.
But do you want a guy to just have sex with you, or do you want him to use toys and have sex with you?
Well, sometimes just have sex and then sometimes use toys.
So
I am,
there's no preference,
a myriad.
But you need clitoris.
No, different times call for different things.
But don't you need clitoris stimulation to get some orgasm going, mm-hmm, or get some pleasure going?
And don't you sometimes need something in your vagina with the clitoris stimulation? You can't just have clitoris stimulation.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like there's so many different ways. Like sometimes you just want to have sex just because you love the person. You don't even care if you come. Sometimes I've come from just having sex. Sometimes I have had sex and then like, you know, I don't want to get too graphic while Mike's looking at me because it's freaking me out.
I tried to look this way during the sex talk.
Everyone,
very
look
respectful.
At Gabby. Look at Gabby.
Never look at Mike when you're talking about sex.
But yeah, there's like a different.
Mike, could you leave? We want to hear about Katie's sex life when you're making everyone uncomfortable.
Wait, I did use once a cock ring that was, it had like a little rabbit on the top, so that was like a clitoral stimulator, but it didn't really work because it was too much.
One time, my wife got a vibrator and there was a cock ring inside, and I tried to put it on for literally 45 minutes. I was sweating. I couldn't get it on. Finally, we realized it was just the piece of leather that held the dildo. Had nothing to do with a cock ring. Not a cock ring at all. There was no, if I got that on, it would have died. It would have, my dick would have fell off. It would have,
that's
no
so
blood
funny
to my balls and dick, and they would just fell off like a fucking skin tag.
Stop with the skin tags.
Why?
Oh, you bring them up so much.
Why? You're going to get them.
Do you have a fixation?
I don't want to talk about it.
Do you have skin tags?
No.
You're going to get them.
Okay.
I have a skin bag.
You're going to get skin tags.
Okay.
Why? You don't like skin tags?
No, we just talk about it so often.
It's
and
a nipple
look
is,
at
basically.
Pictures. Yeah, that's true.
It's just the third nipple.
Okay.
A nipple's a skin tag?
No, it's not. It's not a skin tag. I'm saying it's similar.
It's not similar at all. Nipple is actually, you can have milk come out of your nipples,
yes,
even as a guy.
I understand what a nipple is as a guy.
A guy can have milk come out?
No, I don't think that's true.
Google that,
maybe
Mike.
Maybe put a womanizer on it, it might. But.
Mike, men can actually have milk come out of their tits.
That's not real.
Absolutely
if
true.
If they get hormones, maybe?
No.
Well,
you can have milk come out of your tits, right,
all
Mike?
All male and females have mammary
thank
glands,
you,
which that's not what we
generally
get there.
Doesn't mature to that level.
That guy definitely looks
but
like
males,
he's got some milk coming out.
No.
The males, the gland does not mature to that level.
Yeah, but it could.
Usually.
Doesn't say usually. No, no, go back.
Who'd you hear this from? Dr. Scabies?
Not. Generally does not. There have been men, there have been documented cases.
Yes, it can.
So. Where men have had milk come out of their nipples.
Just casually, or
no? I'm not. I don't know if he's out walking the streets, casually squeezing milk. I don't know what that
so
means.
So you're highly unlikely to start sprinkling milk out of the blue.
Yes.
I walk these streets, a loaded six string on my back. I play you for keeps. You guys know what I'm doing, or should I keep
you
going?
No, we got it.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we got
sure
it.
All
right. I think she'd rather talk about skin tags than have you do that again.
Because I might not make it back.
Very good.
Yeah, men can. Men
I've
can.
Been everywhere. I'm done. Everyone's afraid to talk. I'm not gonna.
Anyways, that's. I think that's. I don't know if I think my wife has stuff, but I don't think she's used it in a long time, and I think she hides it because you know Max kind of gets into everything. So I don't know if... And she's home alone. God forbid she's doing something. And he screams, Mom!
Put it in the cigar humidor.
Oh, my cigars nice, will fucking smell.
Nice Monte Cristo orgasm.
Yeah, I love a musty toy.
I think the cigar humidor would actually grow the fungus on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that. What are you writing, a musty toy?
Yeah, it's a good title.
I just wrote that.
Yeah,
it's an album title.
Synergy.
Yeah. I got fucking two people here that are on top of it, Joe.
I didn't see him writing, so I thought I'd write
it. Yeah, because
I'm not trying to get you in trouble. I just, you were doing another thing.
You got him in trouble.
I thought musty toy.
You got him in trouble.
The people like, this is what I read. Someone wrote an article. Someone said, Mark and I have the best podcast titles. We won an award. And one of the compliments was we don't yell out, that's the title.
Yeah.
We just fucking boobily boop.
Yeah, we don't either. Haven't once.
Well, you did.
No.
Boobily
I was
boob.
Writing it and you said,
because you went because my guest started writing on my show.
He does it every time. He does do it every time. He writes down
guest.
Title every time. Yeah.
He writes down yeah.
I'm a regular.
He writes down musty toy.
You're
every
a regular.
Time.
Stop writing shit on the show and just stick to it. All right?
All right. I thought musty toy was a good title though.
I was just writing a note for help, just so you know. That's what I was writing.
It is hot. It wasn't the title.
It's not hot.
Well, Mike's big head's blocking the vent. It really is. Every once in a while, he'll throw his head back, and I feel a cool breeze.
That's because, what did you do right there?
Yeah, that actually feels, what did you just do?
Yeah, get it, swip it around.
Did you have it on the floor?
No, I turned it to that.
Where'd you have it before?
Like a little up, so it avoided.
Thank you, Mike.
No, yeah, put it over here, okay.
This is actually doubly good, because it'll cool me off and get Mike away from the microphone.
Yeah, here's the thing, this is the thing wrong with Joe.
I was a good singer.
When we went away on the fucking bushcraft thing, I forgot how fucking crazy
Sweet
Joe
and
is.
Thoughtful.
Literally, he just goes on and on about the same fucking thing. He'll go from fucking this to that to over here.
Can
bing,
I tell
boom,
this?
Bang,
I want to tell this story. We're driving up, because, by the way, I told my wife, she was howling. We had a good laugh at your expense. I go, I'm
usually
like,
how it goes on this fucking show.
We're late. First of all, we leave 3 hours late. I'm packed and sitting on the side on the fucking driveway.
It's not even true.
Not 3 hours. I'm using some
not
hyperbole.
Not even a chair to sit down on my driveway. There's
we
no
left.
Chairs.
I was sitting on the floor.
There's
ground.
No, there's no ground. You can't sit on my
there's
driveway.
No ground. Your fucking driveway hovers.
I have a new hover driveway.
Dude, I talked about it in the pod and they sent it to me.
For free.
So we're driving up. We leave 2 hours late. Not because of me, because we have breakfast. Ari took a bloody shit for 45 minutes. He shits
first
blood.
First of all, this is what happens. I say to them, we should come to my house, stay at my place, so we can leave early. Mm-hmm. We go to my house. Ari has a fucking audition we have to do. None of these
Oh, that's a funny part.
None of these fucks are prepared for anything we're about to do the next day. They're literally not prepared for any of it. None of them have a fucking nothing to cook with. No fucking nothing. They bought one thing I told them to buy. Everything else I had to provide. This fucking lunatic shows up with a backpack with one of the buckles missing. He goes, hey, you got a buckle? My thing's, I don't have a buckle for this. You need the fucking buckle to actually carry the fucking load.
I could have carried it without a buckle. It was just a buckle that goes around your waist.
The most important buckle on a backpack.
No, the straps are important.
No, the buckle around the waist is important because that's what hugs your hips and puts all the weight on your hip bone.
Can I get to my story?
No, I'm on my story now. You triggered me, okay?
Triggered!
Did you like that, you little left-wing loony? I have to fucking fix his bag. We got to get all this shit. I bought all the fucking. We have to go through the shit 2 a.m. Then we're gonna do an audition for fucking Ari for some show.
Tell him what I did in the audition.
I do have this video. Maybe I should put the. I can't put it because it's against the law.
Oh right.
But he's doing his audition, and we're watching the tape. And then Joe's sitting in my shed. Joe's behind him, and then Joe would just come out and look. At the camera and then go back.
Well, Ari was shooting his audition with me sitting behind him. He didn't be like, hey, everyone move. I got to shoot an audition. So I'm looking at the screen. I can see my forehead. And I just started going, and I'm in his audition. But anyway, so the next day.
He said that. That's why you didn't get it.
I told him, if you send this, you will book this part. If you don't send this, you're fucking nuts.
Did he get it?
He did not send it. He took another version of
it. He can't act. Also, his acting was shit.
His acting
was so bad. Bobby was reading the other lines so much better than Ari was doing his lines.
It was his... But he got good at it after.
Yeah.
He got better after.
The next day, he was fine. But then, so the next morning...
He's like, why would you do that? I don't like that. Huh. I mean, it was...
Wow.
It was pretty bad. Ooh. But he got better at it.
So we left later than we anticipated. Yes. Then I was like, can we go to Starbucks?
2 a.m. please. Went to bed. 2 a.m.
I was like, can we go to Starbucks? Okay. I need my Starbucks. I have OCD. It's a thing. And then we go, yes. Okay. Then everyone's nice. Starbucks everyone's sucks. Kind. I got to go. Then... We're driving up. Bobby is just looking at his phone. He's tweeting. He's scanning. We're literally crossing into other roads, like all over the. We're all over the map. We're hitting the guardrail.
That's not true.
And so Ari and I are like, "Can you please just let us fuck?" And he's like, "This is how I do it. I read the map, dude." And he's like, "How come your OCD is fine? You have OCD, but my OCD, blah blah blah." And I'm like, "Your OCD is driving us off the highway. Mine is like, can we stop and get a green tea? I like my green tea just right."
Yeah,
Bobby's
yours
like,
is a
"Dude,
fucking
I like
puss
to look."
Whack.
I like to look straight down at my telephone when we're driving
it's
90.
Not true. It's not true.
That's
I
exactly
use Google Maps on my phone because
and
the
he keeps
GPS.
It in his lap.
No, I keep it
right. You
gotta
get a hook.
I do have a hook.
The hoof.
But we had so much shit in the car, and then these assholes, 2 a.m. went to bed. Ari was like, "Well, we're gonna have breakfast in the morning." I'm like, "Fine, we'll have breakfast." So I got all the food to feed these fucking savages. Not even a thanks.
I didn't ask. It's
not even
we
a
said
thanks.
Thank you. Of course we said thank you. That's ridiculous.
No,
that's
said,
absurd.
What's the funny story? Where's the?
Yeah.
Was that it?
Exactly, Gabby. Exactly. Where's the fucking funny story? Write that title down. Where's the funny story?
Me?
No. Listen, it wasn't my fault at all. Okay? I missed one exit.
Oh, and then we saw the guy picking his nose. That was fun. we shamed him. And I didn't want to shame him, but you shamed him.
Oh, Jesus.
I know I'm anti-shaming.
Pussy. We're driving on the road. A guy's eating his booger.
He was
literally
eating
it. Yeah. And we drove back up and we were like, and he went. And he knew
he
bagged him.
I know.
And then he drove off the road. He died.
You should. Fucking booger eating loser.
yeah.
But I did all the research on this hike. I fucked up a little bit on getting there because there was two ways.
Oh, because we were playing. I'm going to a picnic, which was probably the highlight of the whole trip.
Oh, we were playing. Yeah, this fuck with the picnic thing fucked me up because I was on Z and I missed the exit because I'm like, fucking, I went to the picnic. I brought an apple, a fucking banana. And then,
it was really fun, though. We had a lot
of
fun.
Great. That's a great game.
It is a fun game.
It's a great game, but not our. We could never record the way we play
it.
Yeah,
and then these alpha.
Our version is very
filthy
not.
Picnic.
Very not PC.
These alpha douches couldn't be like, Joe, that was a really fun game. We both were skeptical, and then we ended up enjoying it very much. They had to be like, dude, you fucking homo. You fucking play games.
It's not what we said at all. We had a good time. We played it.
Yeah, it was great.
I just missed. No one said that at all to him. We actually enjoyed the game. It's just that we missed the exit because of the fucking stupid game, and it took us an extra 30 minutes to get to the parking lot we were gonna, start from. That's all.
Yeah.
And then we had to stop for sandwiches.
Tomorrow we eat sandwiches.
No, we eat sandwiches.
Why does Ari shit blood?
Jewish
well,
thing.
Well, I guess
Jews
that we really did take a long way to get there. Didn't? It was the grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Why did you see it?
He leaves it in toilets.
He just leaves it?
Yeah.
Well, he wipes his ass, and then there's, he has a hemorrhoid?
Yeah. Ari has that sense of humor, and I've yelled at him about this before, and I've told him I don't like it.
I don't like
he
it.
He does the thing where
there's a child in
those
the
things that are fun to you, but they're not funny to anyone else, where he's like, he'll take a bloody shit and then leave it in your toilet.
Yeah.
And you're like, but I'm not getting any laugh out of that. That's not funny to me.
You should have boundaries.
Yeah.
I don't get why it's bloody.
And then he was naked, and my wife came home, and then she thought we were having sex because the house smelled like bloody shit, and he was naked.
It's kind of funny. That's kind of funny. Like, I got to give Ari credit.
He locked the door on her. He locks the door. He's like, I don't want her to see me naked. And I'm like, I can't have my fucking wife's door locked when she gets home.
That's kind of funny. Your wife comes home, and the door's locked. Ari's naked, and there's blood in the toilet. I don't give a fuck what you say. He's the funniest guy on the planet. That's the greatest thing ever.
The funnier you are, the more
is the reason, though,
blood you shit.
And he's not handling it?
I guess no.
No, he goes.
I think blood in the toilet bowl means you're not handling it.
No, he goes to the doctor, and the doctor's like, yeah, this is what
you
have.
You got to get it cut out.
Really?
I'm
going to get a poke back in. Dr. Scabies, what does he say?
Buff.
That's nasty.
Pushing it back in like a fuck. Oh. Like a belly button hernia.
No. That's even worse.
Why?
I don't know.
A belly button hernia?
Oh, God.
Why? You don't like those?
That's keep going.
Listen, here's your problem.
I get very nauseous.
This is what's going to happen to you.
Here's your problem.
Okay, later in life, you're going to realize that you're going to get old and shit's going to start growing and dying off of you.
I realize that, but I'm young and fresh now and I'd rather not talk about it.
Touche.
Yeah.
Good
and
point.
You're a little mean sometimes to me earlier.
Yeah, a little fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a little mean.
It was hurtful.
She doesn't even care. Look at her. What's up with you? Why are you like this today? Why are you treating our guests like this?
Yeah. I love them, both of them, separately and together.
Well, why are you treating them like that?
Am I being mean? No. Thank you, Katie.
Can I stop being referred to as a guest? I've been on the show for 6 years.
What do you want to refer to?
A regular.
All right, Reg. Stick up for yourself.
I am.
Go ahead. She just asked you. What'd you say?
I've been here longer than Gabby. Gabby was in eighth grade when I started on the show.
Anyways.
All right, my ankle.
What?
My foot was caught. Really hurt.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
alright. Nick DiPaolo, bring it up. I want to talk about it.
Oh, great guy.
Did he really get punched?
Yeah.
By a woman?
Yes, he got sucker punched by a woman. I haven't talked to him, but he got sucker punched by a woman. He was doing a meet and greet, and I heard somebody on Instagram wrote that that it was the girl's.
Damn.
Is that her in the background?
I don't think so.
Like she would punch him.
Okay, what happened?
Just read what happened, Michael or Gabby. Somebody read. Does anybody know what happened? Do you have the actual article?
This is what I heard. He was doing a meet and greet, and then the woman came up and punched him in the face. But I heard he was taking a photo with the woman's dad. I don't know if that's real or not. That might be a wife's tale.
All right, say it right there, Mike?
I'll just go through it to make see where it actually says it.
You didn't do that beforehand, you fucking knucklehead?
The third paragraph down, it looks like.
That's when a guy came over to him and told him that he loved the show, adding, "But my daughter wants to punch you in the face." It was at that moment that the man's daughter sucker punched DiPaolo, hitting him right below his left eye. He didn't even finish the word face, and she sucker punched me, Nick told Bennington's. Great restaurant.
Fucking the Big Apple. You ever have that? Oh, so good.
I love it.
Oh, Nick then went to the International House of Pancakes to tell the story.
Go ahead. Do it. Go to. Go ahead. Nick did nothing in response, but asked the guy whether this had been a setup. He did call the police to have a report of the incident made. He described the woman who hit him as looking like a poster girl for Occupy Wall Street and self-righteous little twat, and said since the world doesn't allow him to hit back, he'll take it to court. Damn. Nick, what does it say? Nick also appeared on the Mike Calta show. Wow, he did the whole circuit, huh? And you can listen to the call below. Love Mike Calta. I'm going to listen to that later. He said back in the day when he was drunk, he would have punched back. Instead, he went to the police station and says he plans to sue her. Her father told him that she has emotional problems. No shit.
Good looking out, taking her to
Nick
the comedy
wasn't buying
show.
Excuse. Look, man, you can't blame that your political views on fucking emotional problems. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Wow. Yeah, his eye looked really bad. It's a hard punch.
You can't but it's so funny, though. You go to a comedy show and you're that offended that you want to punch somebody on either side, whatever the fuck
you're talking.
I mean, I understand Nick leans right, but he's center lean right. He's not he's not a right wing lunatic. He does things to make you laugh. I just don't understand that. You know, if you're going to go and flip the fuck out at a comedy show because you heard something you didn't like, what kind of fucking child are you?
Well, it's assault.
Get up and walk the fuck. Yeah, but even
to
get that angry, even if you don't hit him, to get that angry at a comedy show, to not understand that you're going to a show, you're going to hear shit that you probably don't like. Do you really believe that you're going to go to a show and everything you're going to hear is going to sit well with you? There's some shit that I hear. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And you just keep it moving. You're at a fucking comedy show, you loser.
Yeah. I hope she gets broke from being sued.
I don't think she has money.
Yeah. That's
if she had money, she wouldn't have done that. She's a fucking. And the father, what a fucking idiot. He should have got her the fuck out. That's like when I had a lady at my show, wasn't having a good time, and the husband, the boyfriend, or whatever the fuck was there. Dude, get her and get her the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's your girl. Number one, you should be looking out for her. She's not having a good time. You don't, because you're a fan of mine, you don't just sit there and torture her. You're torturing me and her. Mm-hmm. Get the fuck up, go, we're going to leave. And get the fuck out. an asshole. What is she? Let me tell you something. You hit somebody in the eyeball, you could have took his eye out. You could have fucked his eye up. He could have went blind from that.
Which could have been sexually pleasurable. Remember from earlier?
She should have sucked his eye. That would have been...
She punched it up. It's better that way.
I mean, I appreciate
it. Good job. Yeah. That one was funny.
I thought we were working as a team, as a podcast here. You are.
Literally, if I was going to make a robot of you, female version, it would be her. You have the same hair.
Why am I a robot?
Huh?
A robot?
Yeah.
Because there's always a robot.
Why am I a robot?
No, it's crazy. I hope that, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's a terrible shame. I hate that girl.
It's just fucking ridiculous that people are taking comedy so, and even on the internet, every fucking I see all these big name comics and they're just angry all the fucking time. How about just go write jokes about it so we can laugh at this horse shit instead of getting so fucking angry? Everything is fucking just rage and anger.
Yeah, it's because people just sit at their desk all day and they don't work out, they don't exercise, they don't take care of themselves, and everyone's just raging because their bodies are trying to burn a calorie. It's nonsense.
Well, then I should Mike, be any pissed. Response? I should be literally not happy ever. If it has to do with not moving, I don't know, what the fuck are you, nuts? What the fuck? How did you make it a fat thing?
When I get mad, I just work out. I rage on the elliptical. Then I feel great.
Picturing someone raging on an elliptical is funny.
You can only rage so much before it stops. And your feet, your knees will fly off, won't they?
Yeah, well, then I feel better. I'm like, oh, that lady at the grocery store was just sad.
That's like I had somebody at my show like a month ago. I think it was Bananas. He's taking video. Like, I see him with his phone. And I go, dude, three times I saw it. And the third time, he's supposedly a big fan of mine. And he's sitting there with the phone. And I go, dude, I'm right here. Put the fucking phone away. Use your brain and enjoy the show. Stop it. Because I don't know if you got video. I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm just taking photo. I don't know what. I don't. How the fuck I'm supposed to just believe you? You're not supposed. If you're an adult over the fucking age of 21 and you're at a comedy show, you know you're not supposed to use your phone. They say it at the beginning. The host says it. Everybody says don't fucking use your phone. If you're a fan of comedy, you've heard, you know, don't use your fucking phone. You don't hold your phone up. And I was like, put it down. Use your. I didn't even say fuck you. I like, put it down. Use your brain. What are you doing? Grow up. I'm right here. Enjoy me. That's all I said. After the show, came up drunk and fucking verbally attacked me. Waited in line. I'm shaking hands, taking photos. Comes up, I'll never be your fan again. I loved you, Bobby. I loved you, but you embarrassed me. Oh. I was just taking a photo. I was like, buddy, it doesn't matter. You can't. I know, but you can't use your. Yeah, but I'll never come see you. I'll never ever see you, and it makes me sad. But I'm just repeating it because he's drunk. Sad.
I bet he's listening. I bet he's watching on YouTube right now. Send us a womanizer.
But then he's like, he kept going on and on and on. And he's like, I'm like, buddy, you can't use your phone. I'm sure. Look at it. I don't know what you're doing. You just don't bring your phone. I told you not to use it. And that's it. That's all I said to you. And then, Bobby, I've followed you. And he started using his fan shit as like leverage from. Dude, I've done so much. I followed you. I come see you. I bring people. And you treat me like. I go, you know what? Get the fuck out of here. There's a line of people. You're sitting there just berating me, and I'm supposed to take it? I told you not to put your fucking phone up. That's all I did. I didn't say, fuck you. Fuck off. Get him out. If you didn't want your... I get a big email from his wife the next day. What a piece of shit I am.
Oh, wow.
What a piece of shit I am. And she's lying, too. She said all he was coming up is to say sorry to you. And you told, that's not true. Didn't say sorry once. Actually told me he's not my fan anymore, never going to come see me again, and was threatening me with his fan shit.
Did you answer the email?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
What fuck club?
No. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, you should have called her. Hey, just calling to talk it over.
It's like, are you fucking crazy?
Which club is it?
I'm not going to tell you. But it
probably the same club with the bad bed, though. Scabies.
No, not at all. I'd rather get scabies than have this shit happen. It's fucking sad to me. These people are that fucking just crazy, just not even self-aware.
Yeah.
He wasn't. She was in the bathroom. He was sitting there for fucking 3 minutes, which is an eternity when you have a meet and greet. And there's people waiting. They want to go the fuck home, and they're sitting in line, and you're sitting there telling me how you're not going to be my fan. I'm never going to listen to you again. I'm not going to be your fan. You embarrass me in front of people. My son. It's like, do you really think I'd do that? I told you to put the fucking phone down. That's it. In a joking way. And then I get a big email from his wife the next day. What a piece of shit I am. And then she started trashing me and my comedy. Oh, really? So if I just let you videotape my show and do whatever the fuck you want, you'd still be my fan and I'd be the greatest thing in the world. But you don't get what the fuck you want and you get mad for the rest of the fucking show and then come out and verbally attack me in front of a crowd of fucking people that paid money to see me. So are you really a fan or are you just a fucking 2-year-old?
I play for keeps because I might not make it back.
Mike, why are you shaking your head? Are you mad at me?
No, at the thing.
Oh, I see.
More people should be in therapy.
I'm going to therapy tomorrow. I can't wait.
People go to these comedy shows and they're fucking just, they get so emotional about this shit.
Yeah, they're idiots. You go to Alan?
No. I go to Julie. Shout out. Hi. She's Julie. A former Cirque du Soleil performer and now she's my therapist.
Wow. Does she ever do any of the whoopty whips?
I'm ending the podcast. You just changed. I'm literally in the middle of a fucking topic.
And I
you
thought
just
it
fucking,
ended.
No, it didn't fucking end, Joe.
I thought it ended.
The guy needs therapy, though. Yeah. I was just chiming in. The fan. The crazy fan.
He's a fucking asshole.
Oh, fuck you, Joe. I'm turning on you.
He's an asshole. Good for you, Katie. You're welcome back. You're a reg.
He said he needs... Yes. That's the second time you've said someone was on the reg. I don't like
I
that.
Said reg. Oh. I said reg.
You said
you fucking
know.
Your brain is so fucking twisted. You can only go ping, 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 ping. You can't stay on something. But add to it. Say something.
I did. He needs therapy.
That's it.
Now we're talking about therapy. Maybe
you've never had a situation where somebody fucking said anything to you?
I'm trying to think if we need him to see Julie or Alan. I want to know about Julie and I want to know about Alan.
I hate you. I blame you. No, I blame you're the fucking booker. You're the mastermind behind this fucking booking.
There's no booking me. I'm on the show when I'm available.
That's true.
I'm a reg.
That's true. That's
me
true.
Too.
She
now.
Calls me and goes, "Hey, hashtag me too."
That's true. I gave her the fucking reg. She's one of the regs.
Yeah, this is the show.
What?
This is a good amount, by the way. I like it.
Yeah, we're only having 2 people on from now on.
I love it.
Gabby's not joking around, man. Gabby books this show like a motherfucker.
Thank you.
Yeah, you do. You do a great job. That's why you can go camping.
Okay.
Because I trust you.
Okay.
I'm still hurt from her comment earlier. You have to prove yourself, though.
What comment?
What'd I say?
I told a long, hilarious story, and then she was like, "Where's the punchline?" It was really quite
sorry,
mean.
Joe. You're my favorite, too. And you know that.
Who's your favorite?
A regular. He's my favorite regular. Okay.
Thank you.
This is just a fucking clusterfuck of insecurity. This whole show is shit. I should have stayed in the woods forever. I do. I should have just stayed in. I should just Gabby be the new. She'll just go on, dude, and go into some shit, and then you can
shave my head.
Yeah, no, fucking be you. Why would you make it worse? Be you.
I thought I was being you.
Here's the thing.
You'd be you.
I think it's a great episode. I thought both times you gave long speeches. We all let you speak.
No more spit takes.
Right, I can't have it. This fucking motherfucker.
But here's the thing. I'm trying to be helpful because sometimes when you get into an emotion,
you
and
don't
a feeling,
add to anything.
I also have some notes after Joe.
Sometimes when you get into an emotion and feeling, you tell a long thing, it's hard for you to segue yourself out.
No.
I've been on the show many years. So you're going like this. You're going, dude, he's a fucking dick. I hope he dies. I'm gay. And then it's hard to just go,
but anyways,
so horses are racing. So you finished. When you finished, I went ahead to therapy. I'm trying to move us on to some new business.
What are your notes?
One time I had a guy come up to me at a show and just tell me he hated my glasses over and over. And he was only about 5'1". And then he finally revealed that he was an optometrist. And that was his.
So was it the prescription he didn't like?
No, he hated the frames. He said they make my face. It was my big glasses. He said they make my face look ugly. I'm a lovely girl, and I should stop wearing glasses. And all
is that
the
why
comics.
You got new frames?
Well, these are I just have. These are my low key glasses when I'm not feeling. You know,
when you
too
don't want to be recognized.
He told you to stop wearing glasses. He said he hated the frames. I should come to his store, get some better ones. And all the comics were standing behind me, dying laughing the whole time. No, and then they were like, "You should have been like your stupid short motherfucker. But I was just like, okay, well, I got the hints, buddy. And then everyone fucking righted me because I didn't pop off on him. But I'm not going to do that.
I had that.
Is that what it's called, popping off?
Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
I gave this guy a lot of shots, too. I sat there and I kept saying.
That's why he was drunk.
I kept going, hey, man, I'm sorry. Look, man, just relax. I come and see you. I was like, dude, I'm sorry. But that, until I snapped because he wouldn't shut the fuck up. If there's one thing I don't like, drunk. I don't like alcohol. Same. I don't drink. And I don't like when people get so fucking drunk, they become ridiculously annoying. And it's all based on I'm drunk, so I get some type of pass. No, you don't, fuckface. When you're repetitive, drunk, annoying assholes, I'm a recovering alcoholic and you're fucking in my space with that shit. I don't do it and I hate it. And I put up with it and I put up with it. And then there was a point where I was like, get the fuck out of here, you fuck. And that's all that he responded to. And of course, I'm the fucking one to blame. And maybe if his wife was there and could have grabbed him and, you know, got him the fuck out or something, but.
I hate it too. That happened with Doug Smith one time. We did a show and he had a mustache. Doug's a sexy man, wouldn't you say?
Great looking guy.
Yes.
Very Gab. Handsome. And he has a scar, and it's like, ooh, mm-hmm. danger.
Yeah, yeah. He's a hot, hot guy. And a dad. He's got a lot going on.
I love a mustache. I love a young, mustache. Hot dad.
Yeah.
Danger?
Yeah, he got caught by a box cutter for saving a woman on the subway.
Yeah, he's really something.
Yes, it is. It is true.
Yeah.
It
and
is
he's
true.
A good dresser, too.
I hope he just fucking slipped at Home Depot. The whole story's a sham. I really do. I hope somebody marries him on that story and then finds out it's just bullshit.
He is married.
He's married.
He was just
with a kid.
Cutter when he was in. Just a lonely fucking asshole. Worked at Hot Topics and he cut his cheek just to have feelings.
It's like they say, all the good ones are. Me, Doug, all the tough, sexy guys are taken.
Doug who?
Smith. That's what the story's about.
Yeah.
But anyways, he had a mustache, and this lady walked up to him, and I don't want to say what persuasion she was, but I'll just say she had a hook nose.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a hook hand. She's a pirate. I was like, damn.
She was a witch.
An amputee.
No, I shouldn't have said hook. That was very...
That was really racist.
Was that Jew?
That was bad.
Yeah. Was a Jew?
Yeah, she's
a Jew.
Not me. I did not say that.
Well, Jew just did.
I don't want to say she was Jewish, but she loved money. And she had lost a lot of family.
I don't want to say she was Jewish, but she was eating hummus out of the palm of her hand.
She smelled like coupons.
That's hurtful.
Wow.
That's
wow.
too far.
Mike.
Too much.
Way
wow.
too far. Wow. That's fucked up.
Leave it to the Mexican.
That was fun. Anyways, she walked up to Doug and was like, "Your mustache, I hate it. It's terrible." This is what she sounded like. I'm nailing
Woody
the impression.
Allen.
She's like, "It's a terrible impression."
It was Jew on
I
Jew crime.
Hit that music. And she was like, "It's terrible. It's so bad." And he was just kind of taking it. And finally, I stepped in. I was like, what are you doing? Like, this is somebody telling somebody's face. What's wrong with you?
What'd
and
she
she's
say?
Like, "He's calling me rude. This guy's calling me rude. I'm rude. Now I'm rude." And
that's
she started yelling
that's a
at
Jew
me.
Thing. Yeah,
and she was
that
like getting
like
all her
woman.
Friends. She was like, "This guy's calling me rude over here." I was like, "You're telling my friend his face sucks and he needs to shave." That's what she kept saying. She's like, "You need to shave." And I was like, "You can't just tell someone they need to change their face because of you, because your opinion."
Yeah,
people are, there's a lot, you know what I realized? There's a lot of shit people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like most people are shitty people. There's a lot of shit people in the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over the last weekend, I said hi to people. I've seen people, hey, and people don't respond. Even at a campsite where you think people would say hi, they just, hey, I'm like, nothing. And you're like, wow, a lot of shit people. No manners. They don't have no boundaries. They don't know how to fucking say hello or please or thank you. It's like, what the fuck?
Yesterday,
yeah, people have no boundaries. Everyone's always putting everything on Facebook. They think that you care about their nonsense opinion.
I know. That was the greatest thing about this weekend. I didn't even fucking look at Twitter. I didn't look at any of your fucking unbelievable weekends that every comic seems to have. it's so, what a great, and I know I do the same shit, but mine are real.
Check out my Instagram, dude. We were in Denver. It was great.
I saw you. You put beautiful photos up.
Thank you,
yeah,
Bobby.
They're fun. They're, yeah.
Thanks,
your Instagram's
guys.
Very relaxing.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Very relaxing.
You're no, a beautiful I mean, human being, inside and out.
Yeah.
I love you, Bobby.
I love you, Katie.
Thanks.
We're big fans.
Yeah. I can't wait to put this KOA thing up. We're going to do it. No phones. No social media.
No clothes.
No clothes.
Was that intentional? Oh.
I hate it.
I loved it.
If you ever book the
that
same
was
guest,
good. Come on.
That
if
was
you
fun.
Ever book the same guest again,
that was fun.
I'm quitting the show.
You can't quit.
Oh, that would be great.
Can we be in your cabin for the KOA? Just me, Joe, and you.
No, you guys are going to rent
cabins.
Big
three.
Oh.
But Joe's going to, you're going to have a tent or you can be in a cabin.
I'll be in a tent.
I think I want
the hammock.
What about, what?
Can I use the hammock?
No.
Why?
I'm using the hammock.
I thought you wanted a cabin.
A hammock.
No, I'm using a hammock. I'm using my hammock.
Well, let me use Joe's hammock.
His hammock?
What?
It's hammock. Ask Joe.
Joe, can I use your hammock?
No. But if there's women coming, I got to bring my wife.
Yeah. Wife.
We'll be three and three.
That's fun.
Yeah, we Ari, Bloody Shit Shafir.
Yeah.
Bobby, the host, Kelly. You're welcome.
I bring my kid then.
Yeah, bring your kid.
Yeah, bring
we'll
him.
Bring my Max. And then you know what we can do?
Oh, is Max
bring,
your kid? I was thinking
I'll bring
James.
My kid.
Shit.
Dude, you better stop with the kid shit. I'm getting very fucking...
I haven't made one in a long time.
Yeah, but stop, because Max loves you a lot.
I love Max.
And he fucking...
I love Max. I love him. We had a great time together. He got a little cranky because he couldn't
Shut
come.
Shut up. What the fuck? He's five.
I love Max.
He goes like this to me. He goes, Dad, this weekend, I swear to God, he goes, Max loves you. He goes, Dad, can I be part of Bush... Taff Potty Boys.
Oh, that's sweet. We gotta bring them. I think we should bring them.
That's cute.
We should bring Lewis and James.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this after the show.
Why? And we'd bring Dan.
Soder.
Dan.
Gabby. Yeah. Gabby says I'm her favorite, but I see a twinkle.
Favorite person.
There's an eye twinkle. Yeah.
We can get everybody to go. We bring. Who else has kids?
Who else has kids, 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 kids? I don't know.
Anyways, we should do a big... And we can have some fans. We'll bring fans.
No, what the fans?
We'll bring
get
the lady with the mustache, the guy who came up to me. We'll get. We'll do like a whole
maybe,
like a whole retreat on mending bridges.
Yeah, and then we can kill them in the woods.
Maybe Go Pack Sacrifice Joe.
Don't say them. Shit to me.
Who?
Go Pack Joe. He could come.
Who?
Go Pack
we'll bring
Joe.
The fucking optometrist. What yeah. does he call it?
Oh, yeah.
Can't even say it. Sorry.
You can bring Dr. Scabies.
Scabies. Mm-hmm. All right. Listen, you guys have been great. Unbelievable podcast. I even though I hate you two together because it's literally just having two Joes. The two Joes.
Why is it not two Katies?
Or two Katies, yeah.
I was here first,
because
goddammit.
You know why? Because Joe was here first.
Fine.
Okay. And it can't be two Katies. Both of you stink. Why can't it be two girls? It can't.
Women.
Guys, it's not that I'm a girl. It's just that
guys
I'm me.
Are, you know why? Because guys are first. Always. I'll say it.
That's why we need to get a womanizer.
Not on a sinking ship. It's women and children first.
Yeah.
I can't stay.
Also, I would say I'm your number one. So.
You're my number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All so right. Women first. You're the one that I want. You are the one that...
Why do women want to be first so bad?
Honey.
How do you guys want to be first so bad?
I don't even care. I just want to be a reg.
You are a reg. How come women want to be first so much?
What? Why?
They want to be equal,
how
Robert.
Because we're number one, baby.
Why does that matter?
Pew.
Not in sports, losers. You'll never have us in sports.
I say give it all to them. Give them
give
everything.
Give what?
Everything.
What?
Everything you want.
Give me all your loving.
TV, your movies.
TV.
Yeah, you guys want equal pay, right?
Yeah.
Get it. Give okay. it to you.
What does this pay?
Give it to him. Equal pay. Women get equal pay in movies. So if me and you do write a movie, right?
Yes.
And we hire Matt Damon to be in it and be the star of it.
Uh-huh. Mm.
And then we get Katie and
Gabby
to be the co-leads. Even though they're not Matt Damon, they get the same amount of money as him. So if we give him $1 million, they get $1 million. They both get $1 million too.
Do they have similar roles?
Well, I'd be fine with just SAG scale. I don't care.
I love it. Katie will just take the whole movement down. She'll take it down just to get the part.
I just love being Matt Damon's secretary.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to end this fucker. I got to go home. I got to be home. I got to talk to Jim Norton. Anyways.
He'll be here at 5:30.
5:30. Shit. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Probably right.
All right, guys. Let's go over the websites. Katie, what do you got?
Can we go to...
Let's do this podcast yeah. that you guys are on.
Can you go to the iTunes
Gabby?
For... this is my website.
Oh.
The iTunes for Apodcalypse.
Oh, yeah. I should have known to put that up.
Yeah, you're on the show,
considering.
Right?
Yeah, that's on me. Yeah.
Go down.
Just tell. He'll pull it.
So Apodcalypse is a podcast that I host, and Gabby's on it also. It's about surviving cataclysm. It's also about apocalypses in pop culture. And it's funny. You're going to learn something. And it's a good time. We're going to have our next episode. We're going to have Dan Soder on, and we're going to talk about the Robopocalypse or the AI takeover.
Scroll down a little bit. What does that say right there? Comedy Cellar, 50% off. Preferred seats.
What website is this? I think that's just an ad.
Why am I reading something and you're scrolling off of it?
You're reading an ad. Sorry.
I know. That's why I'm reading it. I want to see that for a second. Forget it.
We want to have you on, Bobby, to talk about your go bag, because we know that you love to do bushcraft stuff.
I would definitely. You know, I've done a couple of those. Me and Verzi have done a bunch of those, like, what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
We call them, like, put me in a scenario, and then what would I do, and what would you do? So I would love to do it.
We have choose your own adventure. Yeah.
Well, I like... Have me on and give me a scenario, and then let's talk about how I would get out of it or how I would survive that. That sounds good.
That would
good.
Be a dream.
Because I do think I love apocalypse stuff. I love, like, The Walking Dead. What would happen if things went south? I'm fucking ready.
Yeah, I
right
believe
the
it.
Fuck now.
That's true. Bobby
Mike,
has a
can
lot
you go
of
to
knives.
The SoundCloud?
Huh?
Mike? We did a zombie episode. We also talk about history and stuff too. So we talked about the origin of zombies.
Stop one second. We literally went to three different sites of yours, which we never do. We usually bring up one site.
It's not a weird site.
You say things, and then we were going to the thing, and then Gabby just silently goes, "You love SoundCloud," and Mike clicks
it. It's the group picture.
Exactly, because you're in it. Exactly. That was the only one that you're in.
Well, the first one was my personal website, so I'm not going to have Gabby on that.
I don't like how awesome Gabby's teeth looks while she's eating a hand.
Yeah. Yeah, Gabby looked fantastic during that whole shoot.
Katie said I had to wear red lipstick.
Yes, I chose that for you.
Well, so she can tell you to wear lipstick and I can't? Because
you've never told me to wear lipstick.
Oh.
Well, but you should now. Yeah, Gabby's hilarious on it, and so
Let's
am I.
Let's not get carried away.
No, Katie's so funny.
No, you are, bitch.
We have fun.
Let's not get carried away. No, you guys are very funny. I've actually listened to an episode of it.
Which one?
Oh, boy.
No, I swear to God. I did. I listened to...
Mike, pull up the details of an episode.
No, I forget. I'm not going to this time.
I believe you.
I swear to God, I didn't listen to the whole thing. So I listened to around half of it on my ride in one day because she told me about it. It was right when you first got on it. Mm-hmm. I was like, let me check it out. And it was actually funny and fun. I love it. I love stuff like that. I love talking about that type of shit. And
thanks. We can't wait to have you on. It'll be soon.
I'll definitely come on. Oh, did I call somebody?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thanks, Gab. All right, cool. What else you got?
Well, I have some shows around town, but not too much because I'm doing this shoot in Vermont. But I just taped for The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, so it's going to come out soon.
Yeah. How was it?
It was
the best day of my life. Oh, it was fantastic. Great. I was
Did
crying.
You mind not doing it in front of the crowd? Was that?
The crowd was there.
They shoot somewhere else and then they put it in the show.
No, it's in this Ed Sullivan. It's in the same theater and everything, but it's just like a comedy show. I did kind of wish it had been the actual day of because it
Will
seems
you walk
like it's
out
more
during
special.
The show.
Yeah,
it's just different. I guess it shows,
but it was
some
still
comics,
great.
Yeah, good.
I went first and I had a great set. I had a great time.
Well, me and you have been friends for a long time.
Yes,
because you actually. You helped me with my cheat the book.
That was when I pantomime blowing you.
You did the video. It was fucking it was so hilarious.
And that night I told my boyfriend at the time about it and he yelled at me and I cried at dinner. He was like, why would you be pantomiming that you're blowing someone? I was like, I thought it was funny. It was supposed to be Kelly, remember? And she couldn't figure it out.
She couldn't fucking.
Oh, I don't know. I miss her.
I don't. No, I'm kidding.
I love Kelly.
I love Festuca. Joe, what do you got?
Wow, good flick, Mike. That was great.
Can't stand you.
I'm being genuine. That was really nice. I'll tell you what I
what
got.
What was that? Is that Larry Bird giving a speech? What the fuck?
I don't get it. That's the best my jawline's ever looked, by the way. Look at that. There's a real chin there.
Is that a jawline or a gullet?
I didn't know it was Hurt Joe's Feelings Day.
I'm sorry.
I got a
beautiful website.
It's comedianjoelist.com. Sarah and I will be at the Providence Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island. I know we have a lot of people in New England, a lot of real, you know what I mean?
A lot of you know what,
dudes. A lot
dudes,
of New England garbage listening to this.
No, a lot of fans. What do you mean garbage?
I'm talking about
don't
us.
Call the fans garbage.
I'm saying like us. We're New England douches, massholes. Yeah. I'm not saying it disparagingly. I'm saying, hey, you fucking nuts.
You trash.
Yeah. I'm trying to say it like us.
Don't talk about fans like that. Just talk to them. They're listening.
You just did a fucking tirade about how this guy should die.
One guy.
Yeah.
I didn't say he should die either. He should. I should die.
I didn't mean. I meant it affectionately. I meant like we got a lot of New England garbage out there.
See,
come on out.
I was attacked by this guy.
I know. I was trying to be folksy. But anyways.
I hate this show.
We're going to the Providence Comedy Connection, and we need some real fans there because you get some wild animals at that Providence from.
Let me tell you something. Best shows I've done in New England in that club is that club.
Yeah, but you need the fans. Because otherwise, you just get people that live under that bridge. Yeah.
Show the fuck up. That club is one of the. I fucking love that club. I love the guys who own it. The guys buy me a cigar.
Great guys.
They're the best.
I saw Dave Attell there in 2001 as a fan.
But they took this club. I'll tell you why it's great, because the club was a shithole. Beautiful place. But the guy who ran it was a cokehead, fucked it up. It was just a shit fest every time he went there. These guys bought it. And slowly but surely, year by year, took care of the comics, got great comics to come, and treated them right, and then policed the room, cared about the sound. Now it's one of the fucking premier rooms in the country, in Rhode Island, and so Joe's going to be there.
With Sarah, come.
With Sarah.
MediumJoeList.com. And then, of course, the stand-up, season two of the stand-ups is on Netflix right now. Everyone told me, Nate called me. He's like, you're going to buy a car. You're going to get a house. I bought a fucking minor league baseball team. It's bananas. I sell out every theater. And I added 2,000 Twitter followers, and that's it. So go fucking watch it. I mean, I got oversold on this thing. I know it's all saturated and suck my dick and blow me twice.
It was great, though.
Go. Thank you.
I watched it.
I appreciate it. Thank you. So go watch it. Tell a friend to watch
it. Man,
you're
going to sell out every show, man.
He's like, I just make double digits for farting now.
Fuck
and I'm
him.
Like, and I put a down payment on a house. I bought my dad a pair of shoes, and I made shit.
Yeah, he's not telling you all the money he's spending on, fuck him.
So go.
There's a lot more to it than doing one stupid special.
So go watch it. What do you think of this as a business comedy guy?
I think it's bad.
Right now I'm at a point where I have some fans, but not a lot. Not a lot of fans.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think.
I've been to your shows. I know.
No, you haven't. I'm trying to pick
I was
a
in New
show
York.
To tell everybody to go to that one show so you can hit a bonus.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, if you have 80
the
fans.
The Comedy Connection, Rhode Island should be the one you hit the bonus.
I'm saying come to the
you're
Friday
from,
show.
You're from Boston.
I'm saying come to the Friday, because I have just 80 fans there. So just all, if you
how many
all
shows
come
are you
to
doing?
One show, I'm doing five, four,
how,
three,
how
two,
many
one.
Four. You're doing what? Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
One Friday, two Saturday. So come to the Friday
you're
show.
You're doing three
everybody.
Shows.
Four, you nuts.
Well, how many shows are you doing?
Four. You can see it.
Where
Thursday,
is it?
Friday, two Saturday.
So two Saturday. I said that. Thursday, Friday, two Saturday. That's what I said.
Yes.
I said that, and you said four.
First you said
four,
five.
You goof.
You said five.
I know, that I amended it.
I'm going to fucking amend you.
And on August 9th, if you're a Pearl Jam
this
fan...
This is what's fucking you up. This is why your plugs don't work. This is why your plugs don't work.
You should get plugs, you bald douche.
You're giving too many. They don't know what to
I'm
go to.
I'm giving one. Providence
you're
and Seattle, they're not
even fucking
the
close. Nest. You're giving this. You give a speech.
I didn't say
you
the
can't
nest.
Can't count.
I didn't say the nest. I said Providence. And speaking
when
of speeches, you've had three soliloquies.
Yeah. Yeah, but you wouldn't let me get through any of them. You didn't add anything to anything. Because you're such a fucking OCD asshole.
You are being mean to Joe.
I'm being what?
What?
August 9th.
You know what?
Parlor
fuck
Live.
You, Gabby.
You are. That was too much.
I'm not being.
I'm
you know what?
2 days.
Don't fuck with me.
Providence.
And don't fuck with me. And before you say something, and Mike, I dare you.
I'm plugging Providence and Parlor Live.
That's the worst thing you can do to me. He gave me fucking Mike Feeney guns.
Finger gun.
Feeney guns.
I hate fucking. All right, let's go. Before I hate everybody.
Bellevue, August 9th, Seattle. I'm coming your way. Right between two Pearl Jam shows. They're playing Thursday, Saturday. And Thursday, Friday, I'm going
you're
Thursday.
You're literally plugging Pearl Jam?
No, because there's all these. No, I'm one of these guys. You travel all over. You go to Pearl Jam in between the night off.
Gabby, what do you have?
Oh, okay. This Wednesday, at the Fat Black, no?
Tomorrow night.
Yeah,
tomorrow night.
Hosting
live.
That.
Hosting that tomorrow night.
Then Friday at the Pit, I have a new show called Looking for Boyfriends that I'm hosting.
That's disgusting.
Thank
you. Can you just get on Tinder?
That's funny. Come on. And then next Wednesday, the 27th, I have my monthly show called
that you
Jiggy
think
with
that,
it.
You think...
That's amazing.
I love that when you say something to you and you go, no, that's funny. No, that you. That's not the way it works, Gabby. We let you know if it's funny.
Come on.
No, you can't just say, come on. I know
that
you had a great upbringing. Your parents were awesome and they gave you good self-esteem. Well, but you can't carry that into this business. You will be beaten out of it.
Okay.
I swear to God.
Thank you so
and
much.
This passive-aggressive shit isn't going to fly either. I know your tricks, Gabby. I understand it. Snobby little fucking passive-aggressive shit isn't going to work on me.
I'm not passive-aggressive.
That was fucking passive-aggressive. This little snicker right now is fucking passive-aggressive.
I love you. Thank you so much. Come to my monthly show.
No, don't go to the show.
Listen to The Apodcalypse, hosted by Katie Hannigan to my left.
Hello.
And I'm also on it. That's it.
That's good. I like how your self-esteem kind of teetered at the end.
I forgot to plug my podcast.
Tuesdays with Stories.
Thank you, Gabby. Appreciate it.
I really believe Gabby does not work for me sometimes. She works for everybody else on the show.
That's my job.
Except
I try
for
to make
me.
Everyone feel comfortable.
No, you're supposed to make me feel comfortable.
I'm the
fucking host.
We're a unit. It. We're one unit. It's a show.
No, it's not a unit. This is the unit. This is the unit. What are you eating, you fucking cocksucker?
It's not food. It's a gift for you.
He got
guys.
Us gifts.
What'd you get?
Well, I got you. Well, I did that anime convention they paid me to go to.
Yeah.
So I got all of our little robots.
Oh, what'd you get me?
Well, you're gonna pick one.
Oh,
what? Do I get one?
Well, you weren't a reg before this episode.
Oh, okay. Does Joe get one?
No.
No.
It's for you guys.
I love robots.
We all have our own little robot.
We can share one.
Me and Joe love robots.
Yeah, I like womanizer 400s. Brought to you.
Gabby,
I'm going downstairs and get one.
All right.
The yellow one.
Pass that to Gabby, please.
Oh, you're making him pass it.
It's Are you really going to share this with her?
No, I was just looking at it. I'm not going to share it.
Why? Sharing is caring.
I read recently, Gabby, you fucked me. That was my another chance to do my big bit.
I'm not coming back. I'm done.
I read recently.
I'm done. I'm going to go live in the woods.
I honestly
want to do the apocalypse next week so we can have a real version of what I'm going to do. Because I'm gone. I'm going to bring all my stuff with me.
I think it's one of the best episodes we've ever had.
This
I think we're going to get
literally,
a lot of tweets.
I hate everybody.
Everybody tweeted Bobby and say, this should be the new group, best show ever.
No, I'm going to just do a show with Paul Verzi and Rich Voss. That's all I want to do.
Stupid. I watched The Roast. Amazing. Yeah. I mean, I was there, and then I bought it because I like to support comedians. It's so good.
Oh,
that's the best roast ever.
We have to really plug that. I forgot
it's
about that.
Legitimately the best roast I've ever seen. I was there, still bought it because I wanted to watch it again.
Where can you buy it?
It is so good. At richvoss.com or vossroast.com.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Dave Smith in the audience.
There's Jim Serpico. Jim Serpico.
Magical night, and it was so fucking good. Florentine was amazing. DeRosa was there. Quinn was unbelievable. Norton killed.
Jesus.
Big J was great. No, DeRosa was amazing, too. Everybody was great. There was one person that I thought was not great.
Well, who was it?
Buy it and you'll know. You buy it, watch it, and you'll know.
Why would you
I know
say
who
that?
It was because it was the one person you didn't mention.
That's a good way to sell it. No, there's five other people.
Oh, Lewis you could looks sell, cute in that picture.
You could sell it the other way.
I sold it by saying it's the best roast ever.
Yeah, but then you said, but one person bombed.
I didn't say they bombed. I said they weren't great, which means they could have been very good.
Were they very good?
No, because then I'm going to answer and you're going to go, Dad, you shouldn't do that.
All right, anyways, go there, buy that roast.
That's a great photo.
I actually bought it. Myself, because you're right, it's $5. It was supposed to be a roast, not filmed. And then out of the blue, he's like, we're filming it. I'm like, what are you talking about? You can't just film. You can't just say, you got us all to agree to this and then we're going to film it. He's like, we're going to split the money. I go, how? How are we going to split? How do we know? What am I going to get my accountant to audit you? I mean, there's 20 people in this fuck. Don't worry about it. The production team, what fucking, now you're with the production company? You didn't even ask us. He is such a hunk of shit, Rich Voss. And now he's selling it on his site.
It's
so there you go.
Though.
But it is the best. I was in it, so I'm not going to say it, but everybody said it was the best roast they've ever seen.
It was amazing.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it. I got to buy it when I go home.
It was great.
RichVoss.com.
Florentine was fucking so good. Everyone was great. But I thought he was great.
Really?
Yes. Can I?
Now Joe's being mean to you.
No, no, you were great too, of course. What? I'm just...
Oh, now you stick up for me? At the very end of the show, you stick up for me?
Those are all great photos.
Yes.
I just got
the
a text.
The photos were great.
I just got a text from a number I don't have, and it says, "Hey, Gabby, please thank Joe List for plugging the roast."
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So. Say, great. Who the fuck is this?
That's probably, is that?
It's probably in my past text.
Wow. All right, so Bobby, you'll be hosting the Nasty Show this year at Montreal?
I don't know. Right. I might quit the business.
Oh, okay.
I literally might quit.
Go on the best show you've ever done.
If Bobby doesn't move to the woods, you can see him at the Nasty Show hosting.
Brad Williams, Nikki Glaser, Mike Britt, Derek, who is that?
Seguin?
Seguin?
Oh, I know that.
Miss Pat. I mean, Miss...
Oh, I love Miss Pat.
I heard she's a killer.
She's from Indianapolis. Well, she's from Atlanta, but she lives in Indianapolis.
I don't know who's closing that fucking show, but it's gonna be, it's pretty crazy. Brit kills, Brad gets standing O's, Nikki has been fucking murdering it.
Killer Fallon.
Murdering. I mean, she's at the
she's
cellar.
So funny.
And she introduced me to the Womanizer 400.
Miss Pat, I heard nothing but good things, and this guy Derek, I heard he's a killer too. So Nasty Show, go to. What is it? HaHaHa.com for tickets. And also this week I'm at where?
You're going to be at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta.
Laughing Skull. First time I've ever been there.
Oh, so yeah. Fun.
We made this little video for you.
Oh, there you go.
I love that.
Nice. So let's put that up there. Make sure you retweet it in Atlanta if you're coming. Retweet this stuff. Get it out to all the fans. Cap City next week. Go to RobertKellyLive.com. For all the tickets. And Wednesday night we got Gabby and Mike. You're there too, right?
Yes.
Alright, so yeah. Tomorrow night we're at the Fat Black Pussycat doing our thing. And I invited, who did I invite down?
Mullen and Stavros.
Oh, Mullen and Stavros coming down to a spot.
Oh, fun.
So it's gonna be a good show at the Fat Black. You guys
you've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.